106.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Once again this year, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is boxing packages for Christmas for the troops. Saturday, December 12th, make a drive-by donation only at the historic Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. You're encouraged to donate small travel-sized snacks, candies, and small toiletries, all to be put in boxes and shipped overseas. If you want to donate non-perishable holiday dinner items for Christmas dinners of veterans and families of those deployed, that would be greatly appreciated. If you just want to donate some cash to help offset the exorbitant cost of shipping packages, you can do that too. Again, that's Saturday, December 12th in drive-by fashion, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in front of the historic firehouse on Brush Street in Cottonwood. Thanks to our troops and our veterans for their service and sacrifice. And thank you for your support. That's Saturday the 12th on Brush Street in Cottonwood with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
How dare Rush Limbaugh, in a time of glorious Democratic victory, suggest that the country is kind of falling apart? Well, the problem is that one half of the media was doing that. And meanwhile, half the left is like, yeah, you know what? You're right. We should go our separate ways. So Amy Siskind, who is a liberal commentator, obviously, she tweeted out a graphic from circa about 2004 when members of the left were very, very angry about George W. Bush winning re-election. And what this graphic was is it showed Alaska in red and most of the Midwest in red, with the exception of like Illinois and Michigan and I believe Wisconsin there. And virtually all of the rest of the country is in red. It's like the Northeast and the West Coast and the Midwestern states that voted for John Kerry. And then the rest of the country is red. And the suggestion was that all of the blue states would join with Canada and all of the red states would become, quote unquote, Jesus land. It would be the United States of Canada and Jesus land. Right? That was the ridiculous suggestion that was being put forth by folks on the left as early as 2004, which is that these differences are irreconcilable. Now, I got to tell you, the differences of 2004 look pasty in comparison to the differences that we currently hold in the United States. We have a huge percentage of the population of the country that apparently believes that the country is systemically racist and unfixably so, that believe that government can solve all of your problems from the top down. All that is required is sufficient willpower to do so, and that believe that the Constitution ought to be put completely aside in order to make all of this happen. But to pretend that it is not the left's fevered hatred for folks on the right that has really driven so much of the sort of secession talk is to ignore who is in control of the institutions of culture. We know who's in control of the institutions of culture. We know who's in control in Hollywood. We know that in Hollywood, it is people on the left who are in control, and they wish to purvey a particular view of the world. And they wish for you to buy this particular view of the world. And if you do not, then you are going to be castigated in Hollywood as a backward redneck. We know that the folks who are in charge of the media have one particular view of themselves and their own viewpoint, and they believe they are objectively right. And if you disagree with them, you are objectively wrong. And therefore, you ought to be cast out of the bounds of polite society. The folks in the university system have created their own little religion of wokeism, where you cannot work. You cannot work unless you believe in the fundamental tenets of quote-unquote social justice warrior nonsense. The social justice movement is predicated on a certain level of postmodernist philosophy that suggests there is no such thing as objective truth or objective right, but there is such a thing as objective identity, and we can base our viewpoint on whether your objective identity, meaning your race or your ethnicity or your sexuality, whether these things are victimized in the United States. And if you don't abide by that particular viewpoint, well, then you'll be thrown out of the academy. The institutions are controlled by the left. The only way that the right has fought back, really, has been in the world of politics, winning the occasional vote, winning the House in 2010, winning the Senate in 2014, winning the presidency in 2016. Right? So occasionally the right fights back, but they don't fight back in the realm of culture. And as long as the culture continues to polarize, so long as you turn on the TV and all you get is one side of the political aisle railing at you day in and day out, it's going to feel more and more as though we're going to have to pull apart. The founders knew this. This is nothing new. And people today know it. So to pretend that we would have unity but for people like Rush Limbaugh or people on the right is to really suggest that we would have unity if you would just agree with us. Now, listen, I don't think folks on the left have to agree with me in order for us to have a baseline level of unity so we can move forward as a country. I think we can disagree on tax rates. And we can fight over tax rates. I think we can disagree on certain social issues. I think that that's totally within the bounds of us still being the American family. I think once you get to the point where you believe the Constitution ought to be overthrown in favor of an administrative state ruled from above by unelected officials who can interfere in every area of individual rights, well, now you're talking about something different. And to sort of gloss over these philosophical differences simply because you think Joe Biden was elected demonstrates the agenda of so many in the media making an issue over what Rush said yesterday. Okay, so Barack Obama is a good indicator of where the media stand on this whole should America fall apart or not thing. So Barack Obama was great at one thing, and that was lying about his actual philosophy. So he did over and over and over is he suggested that he liked the Declaration and he liked the Constitution. He just didn't like anything about the Declaration and the Constitution. So he would say things like, the Declaration and Constitution signify who we are, and then he would immediately cut back directly against the philosophy of the Declaration and the Constitution. He would suggest that we're not black Americans and white Americans, we're all Americans, and then he would say that Cambridge police officers acted stupidly and that America had racism in its DNA and all the rest of this sort of stuff. So Barack Obama was a very, very divisive guy. The media continued to try to paint him as a unifying figure because, again, in the view of the media, their view is unifying. Any other view is divisive. So here is Barack Obama the other night suggesting that the only reason conservatives didn't love him was Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
I ended up getting enormous support in these pretty conservative, rural, largely white communities when I was a senator. And that success was repeated when I ran for president in the first race in Iowa. You know, by my second year in office, I'm not sure if I could make that same connection because now those same people are filtering me through Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and an entire conservative media infrastructure that was characterizing me in a way that suggested I looked down on those folks or I had nothing in common with them.
Suggested? You did look down on those folks. You said in 2008 that those folks were bitter clingers who cling to God and guns and xenophobia. Suggested? Suggested? No, the big problem is that conservative media was telling the truth about Barack Obama and he didn't like that. He liked it better when the media were simply lying about Barack Obama and his agenda. And when people talk about the separation of the country, you have to understand that the media acting as a filter for Democrats may help the Democrats win, but it is not going to unify the country in any serious way. It's just a way of pasting over serious differences in the body politic in order to achieve leftist victory. That is what the media are doing every single day. And by the way, the members of the media, if they were forced to the choice right now, they don't disagree with Amy Siskind. They look at red states with absolute scorn. They look at people who live in the red states with absolute scorn. I went to law school with a lot of these folks. And they look at the people who don't live in the big cities, and they look at them like they are hicks and like they are rednecks. They look at religious people in particular as though they are stupid and backward. They believe that their sort of secular worldview ought to take dominance and predominance over religious worldviews. They are some of the least tolerant people I know. And I've lived in blue areas my entire life until the last 2 months. Literally my entire life. I spent my entire life in L.A. and Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I can tell you that the notion that folks like Barack Obama do not look down on the so-called backward rednecks in the middle of the country is a lie. They do look down on those people. They believe those people's values are wrong. This is why Hillary Clinton said that people in America were going to have to change their own religious values in order to get in touch with the times. You think that doesn't pull apart the country? It does pull apart the country. Okay, now, this brings us to a larger point, okay? And the larger point is this. If we wish to share a country, we are going to have to accept that there are limits to how much you get to interfere in somebody else's life. And what this means is we ought to want to maintain a principle, which is that states ought not interfere with other states. If you actually want to share a country, maybe you don't want to share a country. Maybe you want the country to fall apart if you're on the left. Or maybe you're on the right and you say, okay, well, you know what? We're never going to win this battle. The battle's over, so I give up. So fine, let California go its own way, let New York go its own way, let Massachusetts go its own way, and we're done here. Okay, well, if that's your proposal, then make a proposal. But if you believe that the country ought to stick together, or if you believe that there's a silent majority that has been forced into silence, then one thing that you should definitely want to make sure of is that the folks in California and New York don't get to run things in Texas. You want to make sure that the federal government doesn't get to dictate procedure in terms of law with regard to Texas or Mississippi or Florida or Alabama or Missouri or any other red state. Right? You want to make sure that the federal government actually makes room for differences of opinion. And this is why it is very important. The world of law is not the same as the world of culture or even the world of sort of political thinking. The world of law establishes supposedly neutral principles. Once those principles have been established, they are very difficult to disestablish. Once you maximize power in the federal government, it is very difficult to then dissolve power in the federal government. So if you make a rule, for example, that benefits people on the right at one time at the level of the federal government, and then the left takes over that federal government, then those same powers are going to be available to people on the left. And this is something that the right should have been aware of for quite a while, which is that if the right bought into the notion of bigger government in order to promulgate their agenda, the left eventually takes over all those instruments and then uses those instruments against precisely the people who wanted those instruments of power put into place in the first place, which is why the right has traditionally been a small government party in the United States. It's why conservatives in the United States have typically wanted the government out of your business. It's why there is this sort of right libertarian alliance, because the right in the United States has understood that power is a double-edged sword. Right now, you may be wielding it, but sooner or later, somebody's going to grab that sword from the other side, and they're going to use it against you. Coming up, we get to this Texas lawsuit. 17 Republican states have now filed lawsuits against some of the swing states for their own election procedures. We'll talk about the upside and the downside of that, legally speaking and politically speaking. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So big news of the day continues to be that 17 states have now filed lawsuits against some of the swing states, hoping the Supreme Court will take up original jurisdiction and rule on whether state electors should be selected by the legislatures in those swing states rather than by going along with the popular vote counts. So really what is going up to the Supreme Court right now is a petition that the Supreme Court will allow Texas to bring this case. 17 other states have now signed on to this case as well. And the case essentially amounts to Texas and a bunch of other red states, 16 other red states, who are filing a lawsuit alleging that a series of swing states did not properly implement election law inside their own borders, and therefore these 17 Republican states were disadvantaged in the Electoral College, and therefore the federal government should step in and basically rewrite all of the election rules in these particular states. That's the essence of the case. And the case makes a couple of claims. Some of them are pretty flimsy, legally speaking. For example, they make a due process claim suggesting that due process, substantive due process, was not taken. Essentially, it's not fair. Okay, it's not fair is not a legal argument. From an originalist perspective, it's not fair is probably the worst legal argument. Due process was never meant to be, quote unquote, substantive. It's getting a little bit arcane, but substantive due process is the basic idea under the Constitution. The basic idea is that you cannot have your life, liberty, or property removed without due process of law. Now, you would say to yourself, due process of law means that there has to be a trial, there has to be a trial by jury, there has to be a law in place, it can't be an ex post facto law, it has to be a law that was in place before you committed a crime. And that's what due process means. The Supreme Court has crafted out of whole cloth this bizarre position that there is such a thing as substantive due process, which, if you think about that phrase for a second, makes no sense at all, because process and substance are not the same thing. They are opposites, in fact. There's the substance, and then there's the process that you use when you apply it to the substance, right? A substance of a crime would be like murder. The process would be how you adjudicate whether somebody has committed murder or not. Substantive due process is basically the Supreme Court deciding it's not fair. So under the rubric of substantive due process, for example, the Supreme Court ruled that abortion was a right. So substantive due process has long been a bugaboo in right-wing legal circles. Okay, the Texas case relies on substantive due process. It makes the claim that this is not fair because Texas has certain voting procedures and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania violated their own voting procedures, and therefore that's not fair. Okay, the reason that they're making that claim, of course, is because presumably they think that if the electors in those various states are not selected on the basis of the popular vote in those states, but by the state legislatures, all of which are red, then presumably they will vote for Trump and it will shift the outcome of the election. Now, Texas, in the case, doesn't say that. They say, no. We're just concerned about the state of the law here. But that seems rather dicey, considering that they didn't file this lawsuit until the last 5 minutes, right? If they're really that concerned about the state of play in these various states with regard to internal election law, they theoretically should have filed the lawsuit long before. They should have filed the lawsuit when Pennsylvania first redid its mail-in balloting initiative back in 2019, when a Republican legislature voted for universal mail-in balloting in 2019 before the pandemic, by the way. And now, there are certainly constitutional concerns on the state constitutional level in a large variety of these states, Pennsylvania being the most obvious. In Pennsylvania, it is true that the state constitution suggests that you require a constitutional amendment in order to radically redo its voting laws the way that they were done in 2019. Like, that's a legit cause of action. Should that be elevated to the Supreme Court? Typically, the Supreme Court says, listen, the federal government has nothing to do with internal deliberations with regard to the creation of electors in a presidential election. Now, what the Texas case is claiming is that the Constitution of the United States says that state legislatures shall determine the method of how electors are selected. So the state legislature could delegate that to the population. The state legislature could pass laws regarding how people are to vote, but it has to come from the state legislature, is the claim that Texas is making. Now, that claim is fairly plausible on its face. The problem is that in law, you have to show a discrete particular injury. Okay, you have to have what is called standing. So as I pointed out on the show yesterday, if producer Colton gets hit by a car, I can't sue the guy who hit Colton with the car on Colton's behalf. Colton has to sue. Or his family members have to sue. His heirs have to sue, right? I can't sue because I don't have standing. Okay, so for Texas to claim that it has standing to challenge the internal laws of a place like Pennsylvania with regard to its voting, it sounds good on the surface if you want the election to change. But it is actually a very, very bad legal principle. The reason it is a bad legal principle is now you have opened the door. This is what I mean when I say you do not want to appeal to the federal government as your solution to all problems, because once the federal government has a particular power, it's going to use it against you. If, let's say, the Supreme Court were to take up the Texas challenge and say, you know what, Texas is right. Texas was disadvantaged and affected because Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia, their election laws were poorly drawn and didn't actually prove fraud, by the way. Nothing in the Texas lawsuit actually alleges fraud or voter irregularity actually happened. It doesn't actually allege that. It just says that the procedures used here were violated the state constitutions within those states. Okay, let's say that the Supreme Court went along with that argument, saying that Texas has standing to sue because Texas is part of the Electoral College and therefore they are disadvantaged if Pennsylvania screws up its own voting. Okay, here is the problem with that. The problem with that is that you now end up in the position where any state could sue any other state for a law implemented in that second state as long as it had an indirect effect on the first state. So, for example, California could sue Alabama on the basis of Alabama's abortion laws by claiming that, listen, if people in Alabama can't get abortions, you know, they're flying into California in order to do that. And that means that Alabama's abortion laws, they affect us, and there's a right to privacy under the Constitution of the United States, under Roe versus Wade, and therefore California would have standing to sue. Okay, this is not the world you want. If you want the country to hold together, you do not want there to have to be uniform laws across the entire country on a wide variety of issues in which states can sue each other to provide for that uniformity. Then you do basically have a bare majoritarian cram down, right, effectuated by the Supreme Court. You actually don't want this. Okay, so you can think that some of the claims made in the Texas lawsuit are legit, but they don't have standing. To provide them standing would be a constitutional error of pretty extreme magnitude. And not only that, even if they were granted standing to judge that Texas could change election law inside Wisconsin or inside Pennsylvania, that is a sword you do not want to grant the Supreme Court. That is just not something you want the Supreme Court involved in. Right now, their majority of Republican appointees on that bench Okay, in 10, 15 years, that probably is not going to be the case. At least there's a shot it won't be the case. Coming up, we got to talk about the sort of neutral legal principle that would theoretically come out of the successful Texas lawsuit if it were to win. It's not a neutral principle I think that conservatives should be rooting for. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. And a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again this year, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is boxing packages for Christmas for the troops. Saturday, December 12th, make a drive-by donation only at the historic Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. You're encouraged to donate small travel-sized snacks, candies, and small toiletries, all to be put in boxes and shipped overseas. If you want to donate non-perishable holiday dinner items for Christmas dinners of veterans and families of those deployed, that would be greatly appreciated. If you just want to donate some cash to help offset the exorbitant cost of shipping packages, you can do that too. Again, that's Saturday, December 12th, in drive-by fashion, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in front of the historic firehouse on Brush Street in Cottonwood. Thanks to our troops and our veterans for their service and sacrifice. And thank you for your support. That's Saturday the 12th on Brush Street in Cottonwood with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Ready for your holiday mint fix? This month only at Black Bear Diner, grab a frosty peppermint mocha cold brew or warm up with a creamy peppermint hot chocolate. Or end your meal with a slice of chocolate peppermint cheesecake or candy cane chocolate cream pie and do good at the same time. Black Bear Diner will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish for every candy cane pie and peppermint cheesecake sold this month. Order up for takeout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Suggesting that you can count ballots after the day of the election is crazy. The original decision by a Republican legislature in Pennsylvania to go along with universal mail-in balloting is idiotic. There are serious problems in these electoral strategies, and they do provide for the possibility of fraud. And it is true that Democrats are pushing procedures like getting rid of voter ID in a variety of states that would make it easier to commit voter fraud. However, to set up the generalized legal principle, which is what Supreme Court cases are about, the generalized legal principle that a state can sue another state for law applied inside that second state that doesn't really affect the first state directly is just a disaster area. It opens a can of worms in serious, serious fashion. Well, nonetheless, about 106 Republican congresspeople have jumped into this. By the way, I'm noticing that folks on the left are suddenly respecting federalism again. Again, this is one of these beautiful things that the left does. So the left hates federalism. As long as states' rights mean that right-wingers actually control states, this means that states' rights are really bad. They want nationalized rule from the top. The minute that they think they're getting something out of federalism, suddenly federalism becomes good again. So federalism was really bad when Jan Brewer, governor of Arizona, started enforcing immigration law. Right at that point, they were like, you know what? The Supreme Court, the federal government has supremacy. The supremacy clause suggests that Jan Brewer is not allowed to enforce immigration law on her own. Right? Then you have California, and California is like, you know what? We're going to enforce environmental law on our own. And the left's like, federalism. Federalism is very good now. California should be. So pay no attention to the ridiculous spinning of the left, because for the left, institutions are merely an elements of power, right? They just grab power and they use it whenever they can. And I understand the backlash to that on the right, which is, okay, fine. So we'll grab the institutions and we'll use the power when we have the power. We won't worry about the institution of neutral principles. The problem is that it is much easier to move under the guise of already established neutral principles than it is to violate the neutral principles. Okay, institutional checks and balances and institutional norms still do exist. And the more of those that are blown up, the easier it's going to be for future people to grab hold of sort of this empty area and then use it in their own favor. So 106 House Republicans have now signed on to this lawsuit. According to Yahoo.com, on Tuesday, Texas's Attorney General, by the way, not the Solicitor General, who would normally be filing this sort of lawsuit because he didn't like the lawsuit, Texas's Attorney General filed a lawsuit asking the Supreme Court to overturn the election results in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, alleging that the states improperly manipulated voting rules. 17 red states have since filed in support of the suit, even though Texas and several other states had implemented the same mail-in and early voting rules by the same methods. In a further paradox, 106 GOP House members also joined Texas's suit as amici curiae, despite the fact many of them had been reelected on the same exact ballots. In other words, they were coming from states. They're challenging the electoral methods used in the same states where they were elected, which obviously is sort of a weird oddity. Not every congressional Republican is on board with the Texas suit. Senator Ben Sasse suggested that Texas's attorney general was begging for a pardon and filed a PR stunt rather than a lawsuit. Now, I'm not going to suggest that that's the case. Maybe it's perfectly genuine on the part of Ken Paxton, who is the Texas AG. I'm just saying that the principle that would be established by the case itself is not a particularly good principle. Okay, what is irritating in the extreme is, again, many things can be true at once. One can be that I think that this lawsuit is badly predicated. I think that it sets a bad principle going forward, legally speaking. I think that if you were going to prove voter fraud, you do it the way that Georgia is talking about doing it. You do it the way that the Georgia GOP is talking about doing it. You file actual suits that demonstrate actual voter fraud. You bring evidence. You bring names. You bring voter lists. You don't say, I don't like the procedures in that particular state. That is not my own state. And so, you know what? I'm filing a lawsuit and directing it directly to the Supreme Court. Like, that's not the way this should work. Truly, it's not the way. Now, that can be true. It can also be true that there's real suspicion in states like Georgia that irregularity happened. There's also truth to the idea that the voting rules in these states are garbage and that we shouldn't have had mass mail-in voting this year. Somehow Israel was able to carry out 97 elections in the last year. I mean, really, they have an election like every 12 hours in Israel now. They carried them out all out in person, effectively, and it was fine. And it turns out that we had mass voting at the beginning of November, and that did not cause a mass spike in COVID cases. So the notion that we had to do universal mail-in balloting is really, really stupid and really, really silly. All of that can be true. It can also be true that the media's overwrought reaction to the Texas lawsuit is irritating and stupid, and that the same people who are complaining about the threat to democracy are fine with threatening democracy when it suits their purposes. And this is why nobody has any trust in the other side. You want to talk about the country splitting apart? There are two ways that the country could split apart. One is that people just keep wrestling over the institutions of power so as to cram down their own particular view on everybody else. The other doesn't even require that. The other is that there is such loss of faith in the other side that everybody assumes that everybody has bad intentions, which leads to the first eventuality, right? If you believe the other side has bad intentions and they're going to grab the government gun and point it at you, you are more likely to want to grab that gun first, right? Then it's a use the government gun or be killed by the government gun situation. And this is why so many Republicans have reacted to Democrats threatening democracy over and over and over by saying, okay, well, you know what? We don't really, you know what? We're not going to be the ones standing in the breach here. So it is somewhat irritating when we hear all of these folks on the left suddenly decrying the challenges to elections and the complaints about voter fraud and voter irregularity and voting procedure when literally 2 months ago, this is all they were talking about. Donald Trump and Louis DeJoy, the head of the post office, the postmaster general, is going to remove mailboxes. Donald Trump is engaging in voter suppression. We had record voting this year, by the way. Okay, and then as soon as the election's over, it's, oh, no, it's clean. How dare you challenge the election? This sort of gaslighting leads to the lack of trust, which leads to the belief that people will game the system, that they will engage in voter fraud, that they will try to grab that government gun and use it against you. And so when you have Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC saying, people are dying while they file this Texas lawsuit, I don't remember Mika Brzezinski being quite so upset when people were literally dying as there were mass protests in the streets over the bullcrap notion that America is systemically racist. This kind of gaslighting from the media does have a real downstream effect on how people think about the institutions of government. And it actually leads to the centralization of government, paradoxically. Instead of people saying, I disagree with you, you disagree with me, so maybe the federal government should be less powerful, it turns into, I disagree with you, I suspect that you are going to try to use the federal government to cram down your viewpoint on me, therefore let me grab the power of the federal government and use that to cram down my viewpoint on you. Okay, so here's Mika Brzezinski. Again, this is just, I would say, deeply irritating and annoying.
These are Trump's deaths. This is Trump's virus. It's not Trump's presidency anymore. And yet he continues to try and grab onto it in some pitiful or self-centered effort to create a media empire beyond his departure. And exactly what is that departure going to look like? Is he going to hold on to the curtains and be dragged out of there while people are dying? I don't even know how to describe this behavior. It wouldn't be allowed in a three-year-old child.
Come on. I'm sorry. The overwrought. Trump is filing lawsuits, and it's just so terrible. And how dare anybody file a lawsuit? 4 years of Russian collusion crap, and this is what you buy. This is what you buy. That doesn't mean that all of what's been going on for the last several years in terms of attacks on our institutions is good. But to pretend that it started with Trump, or that Trump is some sort of break in kind from what has been happening before, is quite silly. In fact, I think the silliest element of this was you know, exactly this sort of historical ignorance. Michael Beschloss, who is the NBC historian, he tweeted out yesterday that Donald Trump keeps complaining about the press. And he's like, Lincoln never complained about the press. Lincoln literally shut down 300 newspapers and jailed people who disagreed with him. So you picked a poor example, official historian, over at NBC. Institutional distrust is growing. It's growing because we don't trust each other, and we don't trust each other mainly because one side of the political aisle decided a very long time ago that people on the other side of the political aisle were elementally evil and needed to be curbed by the power of the federal government. And the blowback you get is going to be on the institutional level, and it is bad. It is not good blowback. I think that the institutions of the United States ought to be preserved. If the right is attacking them, I think that's bad. If the left is attacking them, I think that's bad. But I think that is a natural outgrowth of an entire political strategy militarized and weaponized by the left to castigate one entire side of the political aisle, indeed, the side of the political aisle that traditionally has sided with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, as racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes who need to be curbed by the power of the federal government. More on that in a moment. But first, if you thought the lead-up to 2016 was nuts, you ain't seen nothing yet. The best place to keep you up to date on all the insanity is DailyWire.com. If you're not a member, you're truly missing out on a ton of amazing content. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. I want to tell you about my show, if you haven't had a chance to check it out. Listen, obviously, you know, political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or most entertaining thing, frankly. That's why on my show, we take the focus away from straight politics and we talk instead about culture, social issues, even pop culture. I mean, everything that affects your family in a direct way, because you don't wake up in the morning thinking about what bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, and that's what I try to analyze, and that's where I bring the focus. So if you're looking for something that's a little different from most conservative shows, and you're hoping to hear about issues that go beyond D.C. and that maybe aren't the issues that the mainstream media is talking about all the time, then come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, anywhere you go for podcasts. I'm there, lurking in the dark, waiting, watching. That sounded creepier than I wanted it to. Anyway, The Matt Walsh Show. Check it out. I'll see you there.
Okay, in just a second, we're going to be getting to the Biden team. Because Joe Biden, I get the feeling that Joe Biden kind of just wants to sit there. Like, that's actually what he wants his presidency to be, is just him sitting there. If he, indeed, he's selected president by the Electoral College December 14th, I have a feeling that Joe Biden really just kind of wants to not do anything. He's so happy to be there because he spent his entire life trying to get there, that he is sort of cracking back against the more radical members of his coalition, but I don't think he's going to be able to hold back those tide waters. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Does your child have dreams? Some babies are born with SCID, a serious defect of the immune system. Fortunately, my daughter Lily was screened, diagnosed, treated, and cured. With newborn screening, Lily and every child can have a lifetime of dreams.
All newborns need to be screened for SCID. A simple test may save your baby's life. Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. To learn more, talk to your doctor or visit our website at infoforpi.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, slow Joe Biden. That guy needs to get a food taster. Joe Biden trying to hold back the tidewaters here and failing with regard to his own crowd. So I think that Joe Biden basically just wants to sit around. That's basically his plan. I mean, he's enjoyed it for the entire campaign. Why not enjoy it into the future? He's building his entire team with basically just his friends. It's going to be that 70s show. He's just going to sit in that basement, smoking that bong and passing it around with, like, Susan Rice, who he likes, with Dennis McDonough, who he likes. He sort of picked a bunch of randos and that are his friends. And then he's like, you know, I have a bunch of open positions. Let's just pick lots to see who exactly gets what open position. So somehow Susan Rice is going to end up his domestic policy advisor. Now, recognize that she was the national security advisor under Obama. So magically, she has more from a foreign policy non-expert to domestic policy non-expert. So that's excellent stuff. Also, he is choosing Dennis McDonough, who served as Barack Obama's chief of staff, as his secretary of Veterans Affairs. What? Well, he's never served in uniform. He has no experience with the military. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden is so senile at this point, apparently, that he's just like, I have friends, and those friends, look, Dennis, have you ever met a man in the military, Dennis? Have you? Come on, man. You've met a person in the military. Yeah, you're Secretary of Veterans. And he sort of drifts off. According to the Washington Post, however, the choice has provided a fuller picture of the type of government Biden is building, one that relies heavily on officials who have spent decades in public service and has several historic firsts among the nominations. God, the media are just, their tongues are so far. Okay, it's horrifying. It's the human centipede over here. But has had less space for rising Democratic stars and representatives of the party's liberal wing. This is prompting opposition not just from Republicans, but also from some of the Democrats and liberals who kept Biden united during the general election campaign. And here is where it's going to break out into the open. Prepare thyself. And so Time Magazine, I love this. Time Magazine decided on its person of the year. So who should be the person of the year? The truth is the actual people of the year should be Big Pharma, right? Much maligned Big Pharma that developed a vaccine for COVID inside of a year, right? Which is unbelievable. Like inside of 9 months, they went from zero to 100. And now hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine for a contagious deadly disease are going to be rolled out over the course of the coming months. They didn't win it. No, the people who won it, of course, were Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, it is called the person of the year. You may have noticed, right? Person of the year. Person, last I checked, was singular. Now, I know that we use singular and plural alternatively these days. I know that you are allowed as an individual human to say that your pronouns are they and them, which is insane in and of itself. But apparently, also, person of the year now means people of the year, because they didn't just feature Joe Biden on the cover of Time. They featured Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris's only accomplishment was getting her ass so kicked during the primaries that she dropped off before California could even vote, and then being the right race and the right gender. Those were her great accomplishments in this race. Really, because if she were not black and she were not a woman, there's no way in hell that Joe Biden would have selected her. How do I know? Because he didn't select Amy Klobuchar, right? Who's actually in a swing state. He overtly said that he was picking somebody for her race, and it doesn't matter. The media are so excited about the possibility of Joe Biden dying that they're like, you know what, just stick Kamala and everything. They're just going to turn them into this two-headed monster. We're going to pretend, like, at no point was Mike Pence featured as, like, a person of the year with Donald Trump. The vice president is a warm bucket of spit. Right? That's in the John Adams famous phrase. It's a useless office, essentially, the vice presidency. It's basically just president in waiting. And the media can't wait, man. Joe Biden ought to get a food taster. Every time he's with the media, he ought to have that food taster tasting his food. You can just see members of the media just sitting in there in the room. They got a blow dart in the back. Well, he's like, ugh! Oh, great, Kamala's president now. That's where this is going. They cannot wait. Putting Kamala Harris on the cover of Time magazine as a person of the year. Oh, man, they're so eager to get rid of this guy. They're so eager. And they're even more eager because Biden seems to still be, in some ways, an institutionalist. I say in some ways because he's not overall an institutionalist. But he's making enemies among the progressive left in his own party. Listen, you got to give credit where credit is due. When Joe Biden said in this sort of stealth phone call that he was doing with community activists and all this, he said in the phone call a couple of things that are actually worthy of note. One, he took the Abigail Spanberger, moderate congresswoman from Virginia, Democrat, position that they shouldn't defund the police because defund the police is a phrase being used to beat up Democrats, which obviously is true. He said we might lose that Georgia Senate race if we keep saying that over and over. Right, so Joe Biden cracking back against the hard left inside his own administration. Here was that from that phone call.
I also don't think we should get too far ahead of ourselves on dealing with police reform in that because they've already labeled us as being defund the police. Anything we put forward in terms of the organizational structure to change policing, which I promise you will occur, promise you. Just think to yourself and give me advice whether we should do that before January 5th, because that's how they beat the living hell out of us across the country, saying that we're talking about defunding the police. We're not. We're talking about holding them accountable.
Okay, so Biden is cracking back against the left wing of his party. We'll see how well that goes for him. But more importantly, he actually said, there's a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to do via executive order. Right? He said, I'm not going to ban assault weapons via executive order. It's not something that I'm going to do, right? Because I think that that's not constitutional. Now, I will note, Barack Obama said the exact same thing about deferred action for childhood arrivals. He said it dozens of times. He said, I don't have the unilateral power to suspend immigration law. Then he went ahead and did it because, of course, Democrats very often are into just violating the institutional precepts they already know they don't want to abide by, right? They say that they like those institutions. Then if they have to break them, then they break them. Okay, but Democrats are pushing Biden really hard on this stuff. He is not, I have serious doubts that Joe Biden is going to be the great bulwark here. According to the New York Times today, Joe Biden is facing pressure from congressional Democrats to cancel student loan debt on a vast scale quickly and by executive action, a campaign that will be one of the first tests of his relationship with the liberal wing of his party. Biden has endorsed canceling $10,000 in federal student debt per borrower through legislation and insisted that chipping away at the $1.7 trillion in loan debt held by more than 43 million borrowers is integral to his economic plan. But Democratic leaders, backed by the party's left flank, are pressing for up to 50 grand of debt relief per borrower executed day one of his presidency. More than 200 organizations, of course, including the disreputable American Federation of Teachers, as well as the NAACP, have joined the push. There are a lot of people who came out to vote in this election who frankly did their last shot at seeing whether the government can really work for them, said Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, chairwoman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. If we don't deliver quick relief, it's going to be very difficult to get them back. So Joe Biden has said that he does not want to do this. He wants to do this through legislation. Now, this is why I think that secretly, if you're Joe Biden, you got to be praying that the Democrats lose the Georgia Senate races. Seriously, because then you get to claim that you were doing your best, but that you didn't get anything done. The economy does really well because you can't wreck the economy with a Democratic majority in the Senate pushing a bunch of stupid crap. And then you get to claim that you, to your progressive base, you were doing the best you could, but Mitch McConnell was standing in the way. And also, you get all the benefits of Republican governance with none of the cost. And like, if you're Joe Biden, that's what you're hoping for. I don't think that he is going to be that bulwark. I don't think that Joe Biden is going to be the bulwark of normalcy and institutional fealty. I think the chances that if Democrats were to gain the Senate in Georgia, they nuke the filibuster are 100%. Which is why Republicans should go out and they should vote in Georgia en masse. And by the way, the data suggests that that's what Republicans are doing. They're not being dissuaded by Lynn Wood and other grifters. I mean, that is a grift move. Okay, as soon as you say they should not vote for Republicans in a Georgia Senate election and let Raphael Warnock become a member of the Senate because you're angry about Georgia's election procedures, you've now joined a grift. Okay, that is a grift move. I understand that people are angry. I get it. I do. But that does not mean that you simply cede the seat to a radical Democrat Marxist. That's a nutty idea. But it's why Republicans need to hold the Senate. If you're Joe Biden, honestly, your best shot at life may be a Republican Senate. But Joe Biden is not going to be the guy who stands for institutional normalcy for long. I have serious doubts that he is going to be exactly the sort of bulwark that he claims that he is going to be. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court rejecting a lawsuit backed by President Trump to overturn Joe Biden's victory, apparently ending an effort to get legal issues rejected by state and federal judges before the nation's highest court.
The court's order was the second this week rebuffing Republican requests that it get involved in the 2020 election outcome. The justices turned away an appeal from Pennsylvania Republicans on Tuesday. The Electoral College meets Monday to formally elect candidate Biden as the next president. The conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed on Friday to hear arguments over the weekend on President Trump's state lawsuit seeking to disqualify more than 221,000 ballots and overturn his loss to Democrat Biden in the battleground state. Bernie Bennett reporting.
California seeking to join the Justice Department in its antitrust lawsuit against Google parent, Alphabet Incorporated. The government sued Google in October, saying it has abused its dominance in online search and advertising. Also at townhall.com, no COVID compromise on Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republican senators won't support a key compromise on a $900 billion COVID-19 aid bill. It includes a slimmed-down liability shield for companies from virus-related lawsuits. In exchange for adding $160 billion for cash-strapped states and cities, the Democrats want.
That is Bob Agnew reporting. The FDA Stephen Hahn says his agency has told Pfizer that it will rapidly work to grant emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine following a positive recommendation by government advisors. Now, the decision will kickstart an unprecedented vaccination campaign. The FDA's green light of the vaccine was practically assured after the positive vote by agency advisors just one day earlier. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
One U.S. sailor finding himself in a lot of trouble, Keith Peters reports.
A Navy sailor stationed in Virginia pleaded guilty to giving a Russian national classified information. Chief Petty Officer Charles T. Briggs also pleaded guilty to making false official statements 3 times. Briggs's rank was reduced to E4, and he was sentenced to 18 months and an additional 13 months for the second conviction. Briggs was accused of acquiring classified information when he was stationed at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska from 2018 to early 2019. Navy officials say he later passed that information on to a Russian national. Keith Peters reporting.
5 bicyclists have been killed, 3 others injured in a crash involving a box truck in Nevada. Authorities say the truck allegedly hit a safety escort vehicle that was following the group of about 20 people on bikes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Appearing on the Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher Show, Georgia Senator David Perdue says they're trying to keep Democrats from taking over the Senate.
We're the last line of defense. Kelly Loeffler and I know what's at stake. We're out here working 24 hours a day,
We're not going to leave any stone unturned, believe me. We know what's at stake, and we're going to stand up to this leftist propaganda agenda that these guys are trying to perpetrate on our country.
Perdue says his Democratic opponent, John Ossoff, is more concerned with his party's radical agenda than actually helping the people of Georgia. Due to the pandemic, concert trade publication Pollstar puts the total lost revenue for the live events industry this year at more than $30 billion. Pollstar says the live events industry should have hit a record-setting $12.2 billion this year, but instead incurred $9.7 billion in losses so far. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners, here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Lights on the Christmas tree. that's why they spell it with a C-H. The C-H is for Christmas, and then Na is for now. Nah, I'm not putting lights up on the Christmas tree. And then the Uka is just to make it sound like a Hebrew word while they're taking the day off. No, of course, I'm talking complete nonsense, but happy Hanukkah to everyone who is celebrating Hanukkah. It's a beautiful festival. And while we're talking nonsense, we should probably be talking about politics and Hunter Biden. I got to tell you, this is one of the biggest scandals. You know, everybody is talking about the scandal of the election irregularities, the fact that the Democrats use time and time again, they use the pandemic as a way of lessening transparency in the election. So now it's all chaos, and Trump warned it was going to be chaos. He now says he actually won the election. That has gone. That has not been proved, but still. Who could blame anybody for just feeling doubt? I mean, after all, we have a media that continually lies to us. And now they're telling us, oh, there was absolutely no fraud. There was clearly fraud. There were clearly irregularities. We don't know. There's been not enough proof to take into court to show that the election outcome would be changed. That's one thing. That's a different thing. But we can see all the kind of craziness that went on. And when you have this kind of mail-in, these absentee votes, you're going to have a lot of craziness. But, you know, the real problem we have a problem of information, a crisis of information in this country. And that's what this Hunter Biden story is about. Because remember, you know, for 3 years after Trump was elected, they told us he's an illegitimate president because he's really Vladimir Putin in disguise. He's going to rip off the Trump mask, and we're going to see he's Vladimir Putin because Putin put him in there. 3 years. And when that fell apart, when that turned out to be nonsense, just moved on to the next thing. It was never, you know, gee, we really got game there, didn't we, folks? We're embarrassed. We're going to wear sackcloth and ashes. We're going to walk down the street naked while they throw fruits at us like in Game of Thrones. You know, none of that happened. They just moved on to the next thing. Brett Kavanaugh is a rapist is the next thing. Oh, he's a terror. Oh, my goodness. Here's a woman who can't even prove that she met Brett Kavanaugh. But we're going to believe her. She's credible. Here's a lady reporter saying that she was once attacked, and that's proof that Brett Kavanaugh is guilty, even though it happened in another city and had nothing to do with him. They went on and on and on. Then when Tara Reid came out and accused Joe Biden, who actually worked for Joe Biden, who actually told people at the time that he had assaulted her, that story was buried. I don't think they covered it. I think 19 days they went without covering it. Then the New York Times ran a dismissal of the story on an inside page of their Easter Sunday edition, hiding in plain sight. And then they say, well, how come you don't believe us when we tell you that the the election was fair. Why don't you believe us? You know, what are you, some kind of QAnon crazy conspiracy theorist? You know, why don't you believe us when we tell you to wear masks? Why don't you believe us when we tell you you have to stay in your home, even though your governor went out to dinner in a restaurant without a mask, even though your mayor went and had her hair done, even though, you know, she went to other officials, went to parties to celebrate Joe Biden's victory. Why aren't you staying home? We have a genuine problem where the elites are living one life and the rest of us are living another life. And this information machine, this huge, huge information machine, is basically speaking the elite world into our world. And we're saying that's not what's going on. That is not what's happening. And they don't understand. They never understood why people voted for Donald Trump. They thought there must be something wrong with those people. But no, it was their way of trying to tell them, hey, you're not listening to us. You think our values are racist. They're not. You think, you know, globalism is great. We're out of work. We're taking opiates and we're dying out here and you don't even know we exist. It was a way of shouting out and telling them, you know, we want our country back. We want our country back. And they didn't want to hear and they still don't want to hear. And they're doing everything they could to make sure they didn't have to hear and that Trump was defeated at the ballot box. And one of the ways they did this was by suppressing this Hunter Biden story. We now know that Hunter Biden, according to Fox News, Fox News has sources who say Hunter Biden is the target of a grand jury investigation. Now, that's not good. If you find out you're the target of a grand jury investigation, put on a fake mustache and head for the airport because you're in big trouble. That is not a good thing. It's one thing to be the subject of a grand jury investigation. At first, they said he may be a subject, he may be a target. Once you're a target, that is not a good thing. And this story came out before the election. It came out when the New York Post got their hands on Hunter Biden's laptop. They started printing stuff like this that had been released by Rudy Giuliani. And let me just play you. This is from our friends over at Media Research Center, one of my favorite websites where they keep track of the mainstream media and their lies. And they basically put together a montage of some of the ways they talked about some of the ways they hid this Hunter Biden story before this was going on. Let's take a look at, we'll take cut 8, I guess.
Going crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here.
Also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
We hate Amazon, to do this, Washington really, Post. But the president just isn't telling the truth.
I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono. It relates to how much money I make or didn't.
I thought Hunter did very well. I never met the guy.
Yeah.
I knew Bo, but you know what? Own it. Yeah, I don't think. And by the way, I'd love this.
Here's your daily reminder that there is no evidence of any wrongdoing by the former vice president or his son in Ukraine.
Okay, that's the media, that's not the Media Research Center one. That one was from Fox News. That was their montage. And you could hear CNN actually interrupting the president, saying the president is lying about this. Twitter threw the New York Post off the site. When they were challenged on this, they said, well, this was leaked evidence, and we don't use leaked evidence. When they were challenged in Congress on this, they said, well, you use the leaked evidence of Donald Trump's tax returns, which was illegal to have that evidence. They said, oh, well, we changed the rule now, but the New York Post made the mistake under the old rule, so they have to take the tweet down, then they can come back, and then under the new rule, they can put the same tweet back. You know, it was everything they could do. The Media Research Center, what they did is they just strung together all of the reporting. Here's that montage, cut 14.
There is so much speculation out there, and there is zero evidence that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden did anything wrong here.
We should note, again, you and I have said this in the air many times, there is no evidence that Joe Biden was, you know, involved in any wrongdoing.
Of course, I want to note that there is no evidence that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
I just want to reiterate.
And let's be clear for the viewers.
There is no evidence Biden did anything wrong.
I'll note again, because it's important.
There is no, I repeat, no.
There is no evidence that either Biden did anything illegal.
There's been no evidence. There was no evidence.
There's no evidence.
There is no evidence.
There is not an iota of evidence.
No evidence Biden did anything wrong.
There's really
no evidence
that Joe Biden
did anything wrong.
Nobody's ever accused there's no
evidence whatsoever that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
Got that?
Joe Biden did nothing wrong.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong.
You did get that, right? You understood that. So they were all in. And now we find, you know, listen, Attorney General Barr, he basically kept this investigation quiet during the election. That is DOJ policy. That's the right thing to do. He did the right thing when James Comey did the wrong thing by bringing this all out, because James Comey is a sanctimonious buffoon. He brought all this out into the open during the last election and probably skewed the election against Hillary Clinton. We're all thrilled that happened. But still, investigation should not be used as a political tool. That's a bad thing for the country. It's a bad thing because just because you're being investigated doesn't mean you're guilty, even if you're a target of a grand jury investigation, does not mean you're guilty. And so you don't want the DOJ, you know, you wouldn't want, for instance, you would be offensive and extremely corrupt to use, say, the FBI to investigate the Donald Trump campaign with using fake FISA warrants and a stupid lying dossier. We wouldn't want to see anything like that happen. So Bill Barr did the right thing, as opposed to the Obama DOJ, which was as corrupt as it's possible to be. Once the news actually got out that, in fact, that Hunter Biden was doing stuff that was wrong, including, for instance, doing business with a Chinese energy company that was essentially a mask, a kabuki mask for the actual Chinese government, and that Joe Biden himself may have sat down with Tony Bobulinski and discussed this. He was the businessman they were using as a go-between. So this was the whole family, basically, influence peddling. And Joe Biden was out of office at that point, and he didn't collect. They never did make that deal. But still, they've been influence peddling. This family has been influence peddling for a long time. Once it came out, the media then went all in on saying, well, this is Russian disinformation. This is cut 15.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Or Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
Right-wing media machine. I mean, it's the guy talking. It's like a cog in the machine calling the rest of us the cogs in the machine. It's really wonderful. And just to put paid to this, John Ratcliffe, the director of National Intelligence, he came out and said this at the time.
Don't drag the intelligence community into this. Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that.
So now, after covering this up so to make sure that Joe Biden would win, because now the Media Research Center claims they have taken polls and they feel that if people had known about this, enough people would have either stayed home or voted for Trump to have changed the election. They feel that this disinformation campaign by the American news media, this Pravda-like spreading of disinformation and suppressing of true information, really did skew the election. The Media Research Center really believes that. Now that it's come out that it was all true and they lied, here is how the New York Times, a former newspaper, reports the story. The newly disclosed federal tax investigation into his son will test President-elect Joseph Biden Jr.'s stated commitment to independent law enforcement. Now, note right away, the newly disclosed federal tax investigation. It's only newly disclosed if you happen to subscribe to the New York Times. If you're getting your news from the New York Times, this is news to you. It's like, wow, who knew? But if you're listening to any other station, especially Fox News, if you're listening to Fox News, you actually had the truth as opposed to the New York Times, which is an organ of disinformation now. So it goes on and says, unless President Trump's Justice Department clears Hunter Biden of wrongdoing before leaving office, the new president will confront the prospect of his own newly installed administration deciding how or whether to proceed. On the campaign trail, Mr. Biden excoriated Mr. Trump's efforts to use the FBI and Justice Department to go after his enemies and go easy on his friends. So you can tell what they're doing. They're selling you the idea that this is a setup. I mean, this truly, Hunter Biden has been influence peddling with Jimmy Biden. Everybody knows about it. Everybody talks about it. I should say allegedly because I can't prove it, but still. And now they're going to gaslight us. First they lied to us. Now they're going to gaslight us. This is a crisis. This is a crisis. And the reason it's a crisis is because we actually do need a news media. For instance, when you have a pandemic and you're trying to get at the proof, how safe do I have to be? How worried do I have to be? What about my grandma? What's going to happen to her? What's the truth? Suddenly these people who we know lied to us, we know for a fact lied to us, can't be trusted to give us the information we need to stay safe and stay alive. And when we challenge the election, when people start to say, oh, this election was rigged, who can they turn to? Who's going to tell them the truth? If everybody on the right-wing media is going to back the idea that the whole thing was rigged, and everybody on the left-wing media we know are lying, how can you tell the difference? How can you get the information you need? You cannot run a republic like this. This is a crisis. You know, everybody is always telling you things are a crisis, but this, the fact that we can't trust our information machine, that is a genuine problem. I'm Andrew Klavan. I'm filling in for Ben Shapiro on The Ben Shapiro Show.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
We are back. Andrew Klavan filling in for Ben Shapiro on The Ben Shapiro Show. Well, with the Senate up for grabs in Georgia, I wanted to bring on a senator, and we are lucky to get one of my favorite senators, Senator Tom Cotton. He's on a lot of great committees, but the best thing he ever did, as far as I'm concerned, was write an op-ed for the New York Times that got a lot of reporters and editors fired, because if you have a Republican op-ed in the New York Times, that apparently is against the rules. Senator, are you there?
Hey, Andrew, I am here. Yeah, the New York Times, you know, they never retracted my op-ed. They never cited any factual mistakes in it. They said it didn't meet their standards, Andrew, and I have to confess I agree with them. It far exceeded their very low standards you read most days on that page.
You know, I went to a party with a bunch of young people from the New York Times who had been absolutely devastated afterwards because they just assaulted them What they did is they got the people with no power and they blamed them for running your op-ed and basically made their lives a living hell. It was really, really sad. So let me ask you this right off the bat. How are you feeling about Georgia right now?
I feel good about Georgia because we've got two great candidates there, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, but I don't feel complacent at all, Andrew, and none of your listeners should either. Look, this is going to be a close election, and the Stacey Abrams turnout machine with all the money from Democrats, titans of finance and Wall Street or Hollywood moguls or Silicon Valley oligarchs is pouring into Georgia. So all of your listeners, especially though in Georgia, should do everything they can to help out David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler on January 5th, because this is going to determine control of the Senate and perhaps the future of the country. You know, if Chuck Schumer runs Senate, they're going to pass a massive tax bill, and it's going to hurt the economy for years to come. If David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are in the Senate and Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, I can tell you every wacky idea from Nancy Pelosi's house will be dead on arrival.
It's a big, big difference. Are you worried at all that these election lawsuits are distracting people or maybe making people feel that, well, if the election's rigged, there's no point in turning out anyway?
I hope that's not the case, Andrew. And again, I'd encourage all listeners in Georgia not to believe that. Listen to what the president said last Saturday at Valdosta. He said you have to turn out to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Whether you vote by absentee right now or you start voting during the early voting period on Monday, December 14th or on election day on January 5th, you have to turn out and vote if you want to support the president and support his policy and his agenda. Now, there are some concerns that I have and that many Georgians share about the integrity of the ballot. I can assure you that with the concentrated resources of David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler's campaign, the Georgia Republican Party, the RNC, the Republican Senate Committee, all focused on a single state, not focused on 50 states or even the most competitive 12 states as we were last month, there is going to be a massive effort to protect the integrity of our ballots. You may have seen earlier this week that the RNC preemptively has filed a lawsuit to ensure proper access to all review of absentee ballots for signature verification purposes. So anyone in Georgia who is concerned about the integrity of the ballot should be confident that the Republican Party, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler's campaign are doing everything they can to make sure there is not one whiff, one hint of irregularity or fraud in this election.
That's good to hear. I was really glad to see the GOP act that quickly because I think they acted a little slowly last time, and that was a good idea. This Hunter Biden story that is now breaking open, that they really suppressed, the press went out of their way to suppress during the election, but is now coming to the fore. This is a weird story because it affects the incoming president, Joe Biden. A lot of the people he appointed were on trips where Hunter Biden was there. Are you worried at all that they will basically quash this investigation when they come into power?
Well, so first, Andrew, let me say we don't know all the details. I don't necessarily accept on face value everything that's reported in the mainstream media. However, what's been reported is pretty troubling. I think the Biden campaign rushed out a statement 2 days ago to confirm the tax investigation in Delaware because they wanted to distract from investigations elsewhere. The tax investigation is probably the least troubling matter. If these reports are true that Hunter Biden is facing investigation in New York over securities fraud or money laundering or in Western Pennsylvania over some kind of health care fraud or just some shady deal with a hospital with his uncle and Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden. If those things are true, this is a massive controversy. And it's hard to imagine a circumstance in which the special counsel regulations are more appropriate than a multi-jurisdiction investigation into the son of the man who may become president. And if that happens, I mean, how can there not be a conflict of interest, especially when presumably Joe Biden, if he becomes president, will fire every U.S. attorney across the country. It's also time for the mainstream media to confess their gross bias of trying to suppress this story and actually begin to do some investigating. It's not just Hunter Biden either. I mean, Joe Biden's siblings, you know, Jim Biden and Valerie Biden Owens have been trading on his public office for 50 years. And the American people need to know exactly what they have been up to and how that might potentially compromise their interest should Joe Biden become president. Again, this happened when he was senator. This happened when he was vice president. if he becomes president, the most powerful office in the land, why would we expect it to stop then?
Yeah, not, Senator Tom Cotton, thank you very much for coming on. That was very illuminating. I hope we pull it out in Georgia.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. You know, that is the thing that really is worrisome, that Biden comes in and fires all the investigators of the DOJ, cleans out the DOJ, and basically we know the press will support him in this, saying that this was a targeted operation by Donald Trump. Very difficult when you're dealing with a one party that has the press in its pocket, like the Democrat Party obviously does. I got to stop there for now, but we'll be back with The Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Andrew Clavin. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and stay big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hero.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
All right, we're back. Andrew Klavan filling in for Ben Shapiro on The Ben Shapiro Show. If you love me, and how could you help it? Come on, look at me. You can find my show on The Daily Wire. I am there with Ben and all the other crazy people trying to change the media landscape. You know, it's time for the mailbag. Now, I know Ben does a mailbag as well. Mine is a little different than Ben's. My mailbag is a little different because all my answers are guaranteed 100% correct and will change your life. Now, sometimes they'll change your life for the better. Other times it's just a car wreck. So we'll find out. But they're always, the answer is always true. But, you know, who can say what they're going to do? So let's take the first question is from Carrie. Dear Drew, our 16-year-old daughter just told us she is gay. She has been crazy for boys since she was 3 years old. We are beyond shocked. We didn't see this coming at all. I can't help wondering if she's giving into peer pressure or if someone is manipulating her. She's very naive and non-confrontational. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid if I question it, she'll pull away from us, but I don't want her going down a path she wasn't made to go down. I feel so lost. I would appreciate any wisdom you can give. Well, I understand that that can be extremely painful. And, so I feel for you, but you're in a situation, parents get into this situation virtually every day where your options are limited because what you can do is limited. First, don't panic. Okay. People go through phases. Girls are more flexible in their sexuality than boys. Boys tend to lock in at a very young age on what it is they like, and that just remains the way they are. Girls are more flexible. A lot of gay guys will tell you they don't even believe that lesbians exist because they know, and I know this too, I know a lot of girls who said they were lesbians and ended up getting married and totally changed personalities. So there's just a lot more flexibility with girls than there is with boys. And so she may be going through a phase, you don't know. The other thing here is that the really important thing is no matter how you feel about homosexuality, no matter whether it's against your religion, whatever you think, the fact is many of the homeless kids, young people out on the street, a huge number of them, and the Salvation Army will tell you this, are gay people who weren't welcome in their homes and were thrown out of their communities. That can't be right. That cannot be Christian. Okay, and I am telling you this is a true believer, a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you that no matter how you feel about homosexuality, it cannot be right that your child ends up out in the street. So there's got to be a better way. And when you say that you're afraid to question her because you're afraid she'll withdraw, it's not really a question of questioning her. It's a question of being available to her to discuss this really important part of her life. You know, if you're not coming at her as an attack, if you're not making it an attack, if you're not trying to convince her of anything, if you just want to hear what she has to say, how does she decide this? What does it mean? Is there somebody she's attracted to? Did somebody get to her? You know, you don't want to put it in a hostile thing like you're trying to get around it. You just want to hear what she has to say. That line of communication should be open because if let's say she's going through a phase, or if, as you fear, somebody is manipulating her, she's much more likely to come to you with that if she doesn't feel that this is a conflict between you and this other person who is maybe influential in her life. Peer pressure, of course, we all know, is a huge deal. So what I would suggest, I mean, my advice to you on this would be to sit down with her and talk about it in a non-hostile way, kind of informational way. Where are you? What's going on? How did you get to this point? You know, you can say something like, it's funny because you were always so boy crazy. We're sort of surprised, but don't make it a hostile thing because you don't want to lose her. She needs you and you want her in your life. And that's important because no matter what road she goes down, and even if it's a road you don't approve of, which will be very painful, no matter which road she goes down, you want your love to be available to her because the best outcome, that's how you're going to get the outcome for her life. The best outcome for her life is to have a mom and who love her and are trying to make sure she goes down the right journey. If there is a chance, and I believe there is, if there is a chance that she's going to turn and go another way or find a more honest self or that she has gone off the rails and she wants to get back, she has the best chance of doing that if you have a loving, accepting approach to her and are available to her to talk and she doesn't feel she's going to come under attack. So, you know, take a breath, you know, go off by yourself, get your head straight, and then approach her about it and sit and talk to her about it and find out where she really is. And good luck. I understand that, believe me, I understand that that can be a painful situation. From Thomas, thank you for being an anchoring voice of wisdom during these times. I'm currently currently stuttering at Oxford University for a degree in theology. I hope to devote my life to seeing the church once again be the driving engine of culture, politics, and science. I want your advice on this. How do you see this happening? How can the church become relevant again? Great question. Have we been approaching our relationship to the world in a wrong way? Thank you again for your passion to bring glory to our Lord and for doing it with unmatched humor. You know, that is a wonderful, wonderful question. I have long been predicting that there is going to be a revival, and I believe it's going to be an intellectual revival. I believe it's going to come from people like you, Thomas, at Oxford University, rather than the old kinds of revivals which came from the ground up, from tent places where people went and preached. Billy Graham went out and caused a tremendous revival. Those are beautiful things, but I think the problem we have now is that our intellectual default system has become a materialist default. You can hear it. It's even in our language when people say things like, oh, I got an adrenaline rush, or I got a dopamine high, as if we were just sacks of chemicals, and our emotions were just the results of those chemicals, which can't possibly be true. The chemicals are a way of communicating our emotions to our bodies. Something is happening to ourselves that we feel in our bodies through these chemicals. It's not the other way around, that the chemicals just happen to, you know, dopamine just happens to inject itself into your head because you're jogging down the street. No, jogging down the street, getting exercise is a good thing, and your body communicates that to you by these various material means. We are living, as Madonna said, not the Madonna, but Madonna said, in a material world, and all the spiritual things that happen we experience as material. So, how do I see this happening? What do I think has to happen in the intellectual spheres for us to have trickle-down religion coming back into our lives? Well, first of all, you have to really deal with the tension between orthodoxy, which is a good thing. You want to have a tradition of thought that you are speaking into, and the fact that we live in a world that is much, much different than the world of the people writing the Bible. The people who wrote the Bible didn't know certain things. For instance, when they say that the sun stood still in the sky, I actually believe that that is supposed to be metaphorical language, but, you know, they may not have known that there wasn't a vault of heaven, that the sun doesn't move around the earth. Those are pure means of communicating something that they actually saw, that actually happened. And so we need to deal with reality. We need to look at the books of the Bible from a realistic standpoint. And personally, what I really think we have to confront are the words that Jesus said that get lost in some of the structures that have grown up around him. And I have a real problem with this. A lot of times people will jump down your throat if you say, well, we should emphasize Jesus more than Paul. And people say, well, you can't just throw away Paul. Paul is inspired by God too. I get it. But Jesus was saying something really revolutionary. He was the Word of God. He wasn't talking just to hear himself speak. You know, he was talking was what he did. Preaching, announcing the good news was what Jesus did. And when you go back and you start to study the words of Jesus, and I just finished writing a book about this, just a personal book about my own kind of take and experience with the Gospels. When you go back and look at that, you find it is incredibly real, incredibly true, incredibly relevant to the present moment. And where I think churches have gone wrong is trying to be relevant in the wrong way. There's one thing Jesus never said. He never said, I've come to make the world a better place. He never said the world will be a better place if you're a Christian. He said the exact opposite. He said, give to the poor, but the poor you'll always have with you. You know, be the light of the world, but the world will hate you. You know, follow me and you will end up with a cross. You know, take up your cross and follow me. He told you that the world was going to give you trouble, but he had overcome the world. And where churches, I think, have gone utterly wrong and become incredibly corrupt and cowardly is in trying to be relevant to the world. How are we going to make the world a better place? I heard John MacArthur preach about this in the church here in L.A., where he said, we're not trying to make the world a better place. We're trying to make better people. And that was what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about the state of your soul and the way you live your life. And he said, I'm here to bring you joy so that my joy will be in you. How many churches are selling joy? I mean, I would say none. They're selling instead a kind of either this kind of banal happiness that everything is supposed to be great. Drives me crazy. You know, this is, oh, everything's great. Everything's all for the best of those who love God. Well, all is for the best of those who love God. But it's not so great when somebody dies or when you're sick or when you're having money troubles. And then, you know, it's not so great. And I think part of joy is living in your grief with vitality. Joy means kind of taking, living life in abundance with full participation. But that sometimes means full participation in grief and worry. So I think that we really have to get back to what Jesus was saying and what he was talking about. What did he mean when he said, be perfect like your Father is perfect? What was he talking about? I mean, I think that he was talking about fulfilling the person that you were made to be, who you knew you were as a child. And that's why he said, become as a little child. He wants you to become the person he made you to be. And the way you become that person is by focusing everything on him instead of on you. The churches went wrong when they felt that they had to be relevant, when they felt that science had overcome them because science does things that churches can't do. You know, science does tell us about the material world in the way the Bible is not meant to. It doesn't intend to tell us about the material world. It's telling us about our spiritual relationship with God. And churches, in becoming relevant, have become cowardly. They take on whatever is the political idea of the time. In my church, they started preaching Black Lives Matter. In a church I went to before, in Gay Pride Day, they put up a big sign that said Pride. And I thought, wait, that's one of the seven deadly sins, you know. Don't do that. Don't, you know, stop right there. When you walk into a church, you should be leaving the headlines behind. You should be leaving your political party behind. You should be leaving your worldly values behind and starting to find the what it was that God, that Jesus was saying when he said, I have overcome the world. You can do that too. You can overcome the world as well, and you can live in the Jesus self that will give you joy every day. And when you start going back to Jesus, when you start talking about the things he said, and I don't really care about churches. I the rituals and all that stuff, I think they're great. I think they're urgently important. We need rituals to say the things we can't say. But the important thing is who we are there to address and who we're there to worship and what North Star we're there to turn the ship of our souls toward. And I think if you do that, the church will become very relevant again. People will run to it, flock to it, because they know what's happening in this world. It stinks. The values of this world stink. Really, it does. Our culture stinks. That, you know, we are preaching stuff that is, and I'm not even talking about the stuff people usually say, the sex and all that stuff. Of course, that way of treating your body is degrading, but we don't even know what the opposite of it is. We don't even know how to live in joy and love and forgiveness with the world. We have no clue about that. We just think it's about money or it's about sex or it's about power. It's about celebrity. You know, that culture stinks and people would love to get away from it because they want the joy. All right. Let's see. From Nicholas, I'm a 24-year-old conservative. I live in Georgia. While waiting in line for a security check, I saw a journalist get harassed, yelled at, and cursed at by all of the conservative people around me. He was threatened by the guy in front of me. Other rally attendees watching seemed to agree with his angry sentiment. He wasn't even from CNN. How did we get here, and where do we go from here as a party? I know that the left abandoned civility in politics decades ago, but will the Republican Party going forward be the same? This is a genuine problem. You know, we have this problem where the left beats the living hell out of us, and then we have to act as gentlemen. We are the good guys. Being the good guys is harder than being the bad guys. The bad guys can shoot you in the back. The good guys got to call you out in the street and draw in a fair duel. It's harder to be a conservative than it is to be a leftist, because leftists feel their virtue is tied up in their politics, so they don't have to be good to you. They can curse you. They can call you names. They can call you racist. They can call you sexist. They can call you a homophobe. And then when you say, hey, you know, you're really being nasty, they're like, where's your civility? You know, we have to be better than them. And that is hard. It is hard. It doesn't mean lying down and dying. It doesn't mean letting them kick you in the face. And, you know, as Raymond Chandler says, it doesn't mean letting them punch you in the teeth and then kick you in the stomach for mumbling. It means fighting back, but it means fighting back in a way where you maintain your integrity. We should not be harassing reporters. We should be calling them out for their dishonesty and their corruption and their intellectual corruption and for the damage they're doing this country. But you're right. We should not be harassing a guy who's standing online to go and cover a story. That's not the way it works. It is harder to be the good guys, but that is what we have to do. You know, that's what we're called on to do. It's tough. All right. I am Andrew Klavan. I am filling in for Ben Shapiro, and yet this is still the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes, cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
59132.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
He flew fighter jets in two wars and taught you how to drive a car. He fed everyone on the block but never shared his secret recipes. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
We are back. Andrew Klavan filling in for Ben Shapiro, who is celebrating Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. Here we will continue with the mailbag. And as I explained before, my mailbag is a little different from Ben's because my answers are guaranteed 100% correct and will change your life. And sometimes people say, will they change my life for the better? And I say, shut up. Stop asking hard questions. This is from Jeffrey. Dear Lord Glavin, master of the multiverse, assurer of ease, supplier of satire, and hero to the follicle challenges, goes on for a while. Should we ever be called upon to overthrow the federal government in order to re-enshrine the Constitution as the new supreme law of the land, an ultimate check on abuses of power? What are 3 to 5 things you might rephrase in the Constitution that could help close legal loopholes that have been exploited since the last amendment was ratified? You know, first of all, I want to say that Thomas Sowell, one of the great thinkers of our time, once said that he thought that we had gone so far astray from the original Constitution that it would take a Republican revolution to bring it back. I'm very dubious about this because their revolutions almost never work. They almost never work for the good, and they are almost never followed by more freedom. Once the people who used force to get into power, they usually continue to use force, and they usually go off the rails. The American Revolution is, of course, the great exception, but as many people have pointed out, it's not really a revolution. It's actually more of a civil war. It actually was Englishmen breaking away from Englishmen to get their English rights, and then, as one person once put it, putting the English rights through the revolution cycle and basically getting even more English, even more freedom. And so revolutions, you know, are usually bad news and usually leave you with less freedom than you had before. However, if we could get back to the Constitution and really look at it again, there are a couple of things that I would do. I would go back to appointing senators, having senators appointed rather than elected so that they formed more of a House of Lords. There is always the problem, and Plato talks about this, Aristotle talks about it too. It's basically a well-known problem with democracies, that democracy becomes more and more democratic, which is not what this was meant to be. It was meant to be a republic with checks and balances and different interests playing off one another. The idea that James Madison had was that because people are not going to change, people are not going to become good. This is really important. No system, capitalism, socialism, no system on earth makes people good. And the socialists believe that people will become good if you make them socialists. That's why they become tyrants, because they can never force people into that role. But capitalists make the other mistake of believing that since capitalism uses human greed for the public good, then greed itself must be good. But that's not true. Greed remains a sin. It's just that capitalism is a clever system for using that sin for the common good. So I would return to having elitist appointments of senators, so that the people's house would be the House of Representatives and the elite's house would be the Senate, and they could fight that out. I would make it explicit that there should be no wealth redistribution, that you cannot, there would be no welfare state. No welfare state at the federal level. States can do whatever they want. States can run themselves, but no welfare state at the federal level. And of course, the reason for that is because once a majority realizes that they can vote the public purse into their own pockets, what's going to stop them from doing it? You know, that is basic understanding that we knew about America from the beginning, that was the real danger facing us. And I think that's a lot of what has happened. There shouldn't be a graduated income tax. There wasn't to begin with. There shouldn't be any kind of federal welfare system. You can have welfare systems at the state level if you want, but there shouldn't be a federal thing. And I would put that in the Constitution. I would make it much clearer that the states, the federal system was supposed to remain in place, that the states were supposed to be powerful. They have used the, they keep using that one interstate trade rule in the Constitution. The Supreme Court has used that to basically obliterate state rights, but you should keep state rights in place. And of course, state rights fouled themselves by defending slavery. And that's one of the things, you know, one of the things about doing the wrong thing for the right reason is what happens is you destroy the right reason. I also think that the one last thing I would do, and you don't want to write too much into the Constitution, that's how constitutions go wrong, but the other thing that I might do is make it clear that there is not, that the separation of church and state, this actually is clear, but the Supreme Court has made it so confusing, nobody knows it anymore. The separation of church and state is meant to protect the church from the state. It's not meant to protect the state from the church. You can pray in school, you can teach religion, you can preach religion in the public square. That is not a violation of what the Constitution wanted. They just didn't want the government to be controlling the churches, and they didn't want there to be religious tests, which is fine. But you should make it clear that the churches are allowed to speak in the public square, and that's not a violation of that. from Jack. This is an interesting question. He says, often when someone hides an act they've done from another person, they justify it by saying to themselves it doesn't affect them. Having been cheated on, I was very affected once I was told, but I guess I wasn't affected until I knew about it. Her reason for not telling me sooner was I honestly didn't think you needed to know. This is a very difficult question. If you have slipped and had an affair, do you break your marriage up by telling people or do you keep it to yourself? I fall down always on the side of honesty. I don't feel it's right to cause your spouse to live a lie. I think even if it is damaging to the marriage, I think that you should know and work your way through the anger and betrayal. I think you just make the lie essentially go on and on by keeping it to yourself. The idea that it doesn't affect you, it's not really for you to judge who your sins affect. It's really for you to tell the truth and live in truth. And I think that's an important thing too. If you don't live in truth, if you live a lie, then you've put this kind of block between you and the world. And the more you live in a lie, the more you justify your lies, the more you are going to find it impossible to change and to admit your lies and to admit your sins and put them aside. All right, we've got to stop there for now, but we will be back with the Ben Shapiro Show, but I will still be Andrew Clayton.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It is a setback for the president, Supreme Court rejecting a lawsuit backed by Mr. Trump to overturn Joe Biden's apparent victory. It ends an attempt to get legal issues rejected by state and federal judges before the nation's high court.
Justices denied the lawsuit, which was brought by Texas and backed by attorneys general in 17 other states. The suit claimed widespread voter fraud and asked the high court to throw out millions of votes in four battleground states. It was the second time this week the Supreme Court turned away Republican requests that it get involved in the 2020 election outcome. On Tuesday, the court rejected an appeal from Pennsylvania Republicans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate approving a wide-ranging defense policy bill Friday. They've now sent it to the White House, despite the president's threat to veto it. Also at townhall.com, there is word now that one COVID-19 vaccine won't be ready for quite some time.
Drug makers GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi say their potential COVID-19 vaccine won't be ready until late 2021. They say early-stage trials showed the vaccine did not produce a strong enough immune response in older adults, so they're working on it to make sure it protects everybody. They say they're confident the vaccine will be successful because of positive results in other testing. In adults 18 to 49, for example, the vaccine produced an immune response comparable to patients who had recovered from COVID-19, say the companies. I'm Rita Foley.
Possible upheaval in the VA. Three different major veterans groups now calling for the immediate dismissal of VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, saying he lacks integrity. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Well, states will be getting tracing apps to talk to each other as the virus rises.
Virginia's public health department says the state's contact tracing app now interacts with several nearby states. This means users can rely on the state's COVID-Wise app to inform them if they've come into contact with someone who's tested positive for the coronavirus in nearby states like North Carolina, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Nearly all states using the exposure notification technology can now inform users in other states if they have been exposed to the virus. Virginia was the first state in the country to adopt the technology. Keith Peters reporting.
Justice Department says a San Antonio man released from prison after his sentence was commuted by former President Barack Obama has been indicted once again, this time on federal drug trafficking charges, including possession and distribution of methamphetamine. More news, breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com. It is starting to get just a bit crowded now. Yet another player revving up to enter the driverless ride service sector. More on the story from Ron DeRockstra.
General Motors self-driving car company Cruise heading to San Francisco without anybody behind the wheel as it navigates its way toward launching a robotic taxi service that would compete against Uber and Lyft. The move comes 2 months after the company received California's permission to operate fully driverless cars in the state. The next step will likely be a ride-hailing service, but so far no timeline. A Google spinoff called Waymo already offers rides in self-driving cars in the Phoenix area. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A British broadcaster has been kicked off the air after throwing a 60th birthday party that violated virus restrictions. Kay Burley has accepted the deal and has agreed to be off the job for the next 6 months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The truth, which I thought was an interesting accusation, because telling the truth actually isn't virtue signaling. That's actually a virtue. So it's something that we want to be doing. But, you know, talk radio, just like everything else, is a business. And we want to give the customers what they want. And sometimes the customers want to hear things that aren't true, that because they're the things that they want to believe or the things they're hoping are true. And it gets very difficult because we want to please you. We want to give you what you want. But we also have to tell you the truth. That's basically what we're here to do. So I want to bring on Andrew C. McCarthy, Andy McCarthy. He's a senior fellow at National Review Institute and NR contributing editor. He's the author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. This is the last election back when we were rigging that one. But Andy has been the gold standard. He's a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He prosecuted the blind sheik in the first World Trade Center bombing. And he's just been the gold standard in following all the lawsuits following the election and commenting on them. He has had to cast a cold eye on them, been absolutely right about where they would go and what was going to happen. So you might want to put your fingers in your ears and whistle Dixie if you've got your hopes way up, because Andy just tells the truth. Andy, are you there? Can you hear me?
Drew, I'm here. Maybe we should talk about my book, because that was the last time anyone wanted to hear what I had when that election was being rigged.
That's right. We just go from one rig to another. But
yep.
Well, you know, your commentary really at National Review has been spectacular, and I know there are a lot of people at National Review who've alienated Trump voters, but you have just been straight on telling the truth without fear or favor, and it's been great. So let's start with this lawsuit that Texas and now I think, I think all 59 states have joined this Texas lawsuit trying to overturn the election results.
I thought it was a quadrillion to the fourth power or something.
I read in the... Yeah, just the states out into the universe have joined this lawsuit trying to overturn the election in four states. And Trump tweeted, this is the big one. So can we all expect to have the Supreme Court take this on and overturn the election?
Yeah, it's the big one till the next big one, right? So, it's really, first of all, it's not even a lawsuit in the sense, Drew, that, you don't just get to file something in the Supreme Court. You need permission to file. And so what is pending at the moment is a motion to be able to file a complaint. And I really think we're very likely to get a ruling. I bet it's today. That they just will deny them the motion to file the complaint. And I say that because, of all the things that we've written, and I'm very grateful for your kind words about that, but I think I tried to sort of fill this gap humbly after Quinn Hillier did it at the Examiner today. But there's one issue we should have focused in on more because it's probably dispositive, and that is that Texas just assumes, before we even get to the merits of it and whether they have standing and what they're raising and all that, Texas just kind of blithely assumes that the Supreme Court can ignore the deadlines that Congress has imposed on the process of picking electors, having the Electoral College vote and then having Congress count the votes. But in point of fact, all that stuff has constitutional roots. The Congress has set December 8th as what's known, which already happened, right, Tuesday, as the what's known as the Federal Safe Harbor Day, which means that's the day the federal government considers all of the state disputes resolved as long as the states have certified under their laws. On Monday coming up, December 14th, the Electoral College votes, and on January 6th, Congress meets to count the votes. So all of that stuff is enacted on the basis of Congress's plenary authority in the Constitution to set those dates. And the Supreme Court doesn't have any power to alter those dates, and we know that the Supreme Court believes it doesn't have any power because the last time this came up was the Bush versus Gore litigation 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago to the day. And it happens that they decided that case on December 12th because that year, under the formula that's in federal law, December 12th was the Safe Harbor Day. So they basically said, look, the day is on us. We have to decide this because, Congress says that this is, this is when the next things have to happen. So I think we shouldn't even assume that the court's going to entertain any of this because the ball game is really over as of Tuesday.
Well, this is something I wanted to ask you about. You've written about the doctrine of latches, I guess it's pronounced, which is kind of if you snooze, you lose. If you didn't stop the kind of irregularities of voting before they happened and then people went out and voted in good faith, you can't then overturn their votes. And I was talking to Trump's attorney, Jenna Ellis, who's a friend of my show, and she was saying, well, before the vote, they wouldn't let us sue because no injury had been done, and now they're saying we're too late. Was there something the Republicans could have done better? Because we both agree, you and I both agree that there have been amazing irregularities in this election. Was there something the Republicans could have done better to have stopped the chaos?
It's a great question because even as we discuss this, I don't know if this happened yesterday or this morning, but the Republicans in Georgia, representing the party as well as the Perdue and Loeffler campaigns, filed a lawsuit attacking the consent decree by which the government of Georgia really departed from the statutes that the Georgia legislature had put in place on mail-in voting in particular with respect to the signature matching, which is very important in terms of trying to determine which votes are actually legitimate. And I think the real virtue of that suit and the reason it directly addresses what you've just asked is it's you're in much better shape if you go in before the election happens and say, you know, here's the problem and we need to address this now rather than wait until 10 million people vote or 5 million or how many million people are going to vote in Georgia. You're in much better shape and on firmer ground, I think, trying to raise these beforehand than afterwards. And I respectfully disagree with Jenna about whether you would have standing beforehand. And I think part of the reason that you could make a strong argument that you do have standing is not only that the injury is the usurpation of the state legislature's power to set election rules, but the other argument you make to the court, obviously, is if we don't address this now, you won't let us address it later because by then millions of people will have detrimentally relied on this process and voted. And then you'll tell us, well, we're not going to throw out millions of votes.
You know, why I keep watching on Twitter and a lot of people, some of them are my friends, some of whom are colleagues and people I respect, are telling people that they have a hope of overturning this election, which I have not believed was true from the beginning for a lot of different reasons. Why are so many states signing on to say, for instance, this Texas filing? Why do they join in with this? They must know. I mean, almost every lawyer I've read has said there's no chance of this working. What is there some point? Are they hoping for some benefit down the future, or is it a cynical move in your opinion?
It might be cynical, but I don't know that that's the word I'd pick. Not that what I'm going to say is much better, but I think that, you know, the president has made this very personal. Yeah. And he's made it, as he makes everything, sort of the politics of personal loyalty. And he's put a lot of heat on a lot of officials in a lot of states to be supportive of him. And I think here's what the Republicans in these different states are grappling with. They know where this is headed, but at the same time, they also know what it's like to have the anger of Trump's base, which, among right. other things, may be expected to vote or not vote as a block on things like, you know, primaries and coming elections and that sort of stuff. So I think they're trying to walk the line between, you know, how much can we do to wave the flag for those people to show them that we're, you know, we're on Team America, and at the same time understand that, you know, the reality of the situation is Biden's going to be president on January 20th. And I think these are just gestures at this point, but I think they're very foolish gestures because, you know, one of the first things, Drew, that the Democrats did in the new Congress was Nancy Pelosi proposed legislation to impose conditions that progressives like on federal elections. And the red states, understandably, the Republicans in Congress especially, went nuts at the thought of that and at the idea that, you know, their state sovereignty and their ability to conduct their own elections and manage their own affairs was being micromanaged from Washington. Well, look where we are, you know, 2 years later. They want to actually get rid of the middleman, which would be the federal government in Washington, and have the courts impose conditions on everyone. You know, basically, Texas's right. lawsuit is saying that, you know, we in Texas have the right to tell you in Michigan how to manage your elections because in some attenuated way we're affected by that. Well, if that's the case, what's to stop Michigan from suing Texas? And who gets to resolve all this? Is it going to be an accountable Congress debating an issue in an accountable way that, you know, if they get it wrong, we can vote them out of office? No, they want to turn it over to the courts who, if they screw it up, can't be fired. So I just think it's a very foolish way to go about it.
It really does seem like an assault on federalism, which is a shame. I'm running out of time, so I need a quick answer to this. because there were so many irregularities, is there something to be done in the future to make sure this mess doesn't happen again?
Yes. Well, number one, more lawsuits like the one they've just filed in Georgia, you know, before the fact rather than
before
after
that
the fact.
Right.
And then the other thing, Drew, quickly I would say is the fact that this is not a judicial process doesn't mean it's not a political one. On January 6th, Congress meets to count the votes. And if Texas really believes that Pennsylvania's and Michigan's and Wisconsin's and Georgia's votes shouldn't count, they and the other states can object to the counting of those votes. But then at least it's accountable. It's a big political process where, you know, we can see who votes to do what. And also they have to recognize that what they do to those other states can do to them.
Yeah, yeah. Andy, thanks so much for coming on. I'd love to talk to you, but go on National Review and read Andrew C. McCarthy on these court cases. He has been right every single time, honest reporting, really the gold standard on it. Andy, thanks for coming on. I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Drew.
You know, it's tough because I know a lot of people feel cheated and they have a good reason to feel hard done by the way these elections were run. The Democrats always, always, always oppose transparency and always use the lack of transparency as a way to jigger the system. And they did it here big time, but that doesn't mean there's legal remedy and it doesn't mean that you can hope that things are going to be overturned because the system has to remain in place. We need the system to remain in place. It's a really difficult situation. I mean, people have the right to feel the way they do, but still you got to know the truth because it's always the truth that keeps us free. All right, Andrew Klavan filling in for Ben Shapiro, who is out for Hanukkah on the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
right, we are back. Andrew Klavan filling in for Ben Shapiro on the Ben Shapiro Show, talking to Annie McCarthy about all the shenanigans going on. It does, you know, I understand that it makes people feel helpless, but I don't think that that's really the way we should feel, because a lot of good stuff happened in this election, a lot of rejection of leftist ideas, a lot of people turning over seats in California, of all places, a lot of seats being overturned in state houses. This was really a take back in a lot of ways of the government. It was just, I think, that Trump is a guy who divides people. Some people just love him, and some people hate him enough to vote against him, even when they vote down ticket for the Republicans. It's just a difficult thing, but I think that we can address some of the malfeasance that the Democrats put in place because of the pandemic and go forward and get a more honest election system, I hope, a more transparent election system. However, we do have a big, big problem dealing with China. The heartwarming story of Fong Fong and Fart Boy, I have to say, is just, this is an amazing story. This is Eric Swalwell. You remember the guy who embarrassed himself on television in the middle of an interview. They now suspect, it's alleged that he may have been bong-bonging Fong Fong. It was Christine Fong, who was a suspected Chinese spy, who is said to have had affairs with two mayors and to have formed a close relationship with Swalwell. He says it's all over. But it really is a strange story, because, you know, this is another thing that DNI John Ratcliffe has been talking about, that the Chinese are committed to getting information on politicians and controlling them in order to make them pass or get them to pass laws that are favorable to the Chinese. And I think it was Tucker Carlson was playing this video of a Chinese professor saying that Trump was really a Chinese economics professor saying Trump was really a thorn in our sides because he wasn't part of the establishment. And we have a lot of people planted in the establishment controlling things. So I think that this Fong Fong and Eric story is maybe, you know, just the tip of an iceberg. And it's really disturbing. I mean, we remember that Dianne Feinstein had a suspected Chinese spy on her staff. We know that Dianne Feinstein, was selling a good, business deals between California and China. The connections with China. I mean, this is one of the reasons that I'm not a pure capitalist, that I don't go in for Ayn Randism, this idea that profits will tell us everything, the profits will lead us to the good. Businesses should be geared toward profits, because that means they're creating value for their consumers. But they have to be controlled by values, because the Chinese are a great way of getting profits by dealing with, they've got 1.4 billion people. That's a big audience. So, you know, you've got Universal, NBC is making deals with them all the time, and that's NBC News. That means NBC News is going to be affected. And now you've got Eric Swalwell. The Axios came out with this scoop that he was possibly sleeping with the spy. The intelligence services say no classified information was released to the spy, but Swalwell's on the Intelligence Committee, and they don't need classified information. You know, gossip can sometimes do it. I mean, if you're a congressman and you're cheating on your wife or you're doing something dishonest and you find out a friend kind of knows a rumor about that and tells you about that, and then you go and confront that congressman and say, if you don't want this exposed, you're going to support a law that helps the Chinese, that's enough. And what really is disturbing is that Swalwell is claiming absurdly that this is a Trump plot against them, right? Just the way the New York Times is claiming it's a Trump plot against Hunter Biden. This is cut 13. This is what Swalwell says.
The wrongdoing here, Jim, is that at the same time this story was being leaked out is the time that I was working on impeachment on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. And if this is a country where people who criticize the president are going to have law enforcement information weaponized against them, that's not a country that any of us want to live in. And I hope it is investigated as to who leaked this information.
So Jonathan Swan of Axios pointed out that this is absurd. They brought the story out. They didn't even bring the story out during the election. They waited until after the election to release the story. This is Jonathan Swan responding, cut 12.
Use your common sense. Even Swalwell acknowledges that
he first found out Axios was on this in 2019. I know my colleague, his timeline's wrong. He says July 2019. It's not July, but she's been working on this for more than a year. So just anyone who has any passing understanding of how Trump world works, do we really think that they put out some opposition research and then patiently wait a year beyond an election for the very well-respected China correspondent to report it out in a nuanced fashion? I mean, give me a break. It's completely absurd.
This is what I mean when I say there's a crisis of information. They hide the Hunter Biden story, and now it turns out that Hunter Biden story may have come out in part from sources in the Ukraine. So it was probably what Trump was looking for when he called the Ukrainian president and asked for help investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So they impeached him for that, which was an utter nonsense. They impeached him for that, basically to keep that story silent. Now we've got Jonathan Swalwell blaming Trump for exposing the fact that he was bong-bonging fong-fong, allegedly, and Nancy Pelosi saying, well, only people in QAnon would believe that, but believe this whole story. He can stay on the Intelligence Committee. This is really a problem when you have that kind of disinformation from the press, who should be exposing this stuff, instead hiding it because they're so desperate to get at Donald Trump and so desperate to help out the Democrats. That is a genuine, genuine problem. Andrew Klavan, filling in for Ben Shapiro on The Ben Shapiro Show.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
25.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
We are back with the Ben Shapiro Show, and you may say to me, but you don't look like Ben Shapiro, and that would be very kind of you, but it also is true because I'm not. I'm Andrew Klavan, filling in for Ben, who's celebrating Hanukkah. You know, Thomas Jefferson famously said that if he had to choose between a government without newspapers and newspapers without a government, he'd rather have newspapers without a government. Unfortunately, I think we actually have the other system. We have it the other way around. We have a government now, but we don't really have a press anymore. We don't even have the kind of press that I experienced when I lived in England, where you knew that if you picked up one paper, the Telegraph, you were getting the conservative point of view. If you picked up the Guardian, you were getting a leftist point of view. The Independent gave you something independent. So you knew what you were hearing. What we have is basically a unified corporate press speaking for the left. One of the best commentators about this has been Molly Hemingway all along. She is the senior editor at The Federalist. She wrote a terrific book on the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings called Justice on Trial with her co-author, Carrie Severino. Molly, you there?
I am. Great to be here with you.
It's great to see you. You know, I have to start on just a personal note. When I came back from England and I started to realize that I had kind of switched political sides, one of the experiences I had was starting to think like, gee, some of the stuff I see on the press in the media isn't true. Going from that to, oh, wait, all of it isn't true. Oh, my God, these people are actually lying to me. And as I watch you, and I'm a big fan, Molly, I watch you on the Brett Baer Show and I read your stuff on The Federalist. You're doing a terrific job. But I feel like you've kind of gone through the same progression, that you've been increasingly shocked at just how dishonest the media is. Am I getting that right?
Well, absolutely. And I think that for many decades, actually, you had people complaining about very serious structural bias problems in the media. I mean, the first Republican president to complain about the bias in the media was Dwight Eisenhower. So this is not a new issue. It's just that I think there was a period of time where people thought that if they made the case to the corporate media, they would work to improve how they covered the news. And nobody could think that after the last 5 years. This is not an issue of mere bias. It's actually not bias at all. The media are frequently doing exactly what they intend to. And you see it, you know, with this Hunter Biden story. People say, gosh, this is really a problem with bias, or this is really unfortunate that they didn't cover this story. No, they knew exactly what they were doing by not covering. And so you're right when you say this isn't a free press. This is something altogether different. And we need a free and functioning press now more than ever, or as much as we've ever needed it. And that's just simply not what we have when we're talking about those big corporate media entities right now.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about the structure of this. We saw this Hunter Biden story. It's mind-boggling, the suppression and the kind of coordination. And add to that Facebook and Twitter basically banning the story and really suppressing it. And the Media Research Center says that may have skewed the election enough to change the outcome. Do you feel that this is a coordinated effort? Do these guys get on the phone with each other and say, we're going to play it this way? Or is it simply a confluence of interests where they all are hoping for the same outcome?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it is definitely coordinated in that it was, you know, you take this story with Hunter Biden. Everyone knows that Donald Trump needed Joe Biden's favorable ratings to decline in order to beat him. That's why every election always has negative ads against the opponent. And everybody does it, even though they all claim they don't like it. Driving up someone's negatives and driving down their positives is sort of campaign 101. So what we had was a corporate media that was hysterical for 5 years in driving up negatives artificially and decreasing favorables, you know, not mentioning Trump administration successes or claiming that other people were responsible for them, turning every little thing into World War III, and at the same time making sure that Joe Biden received no critical coverage or almost no critical coverage, particularly once he secured the Democratic nomination. And so when the New York Post broke the news about some of the corruption issues, other media outlets refused to even mention it. And big tech suppressed sharing information, sharing this journalism across platforms. So it's coordinated. I don't know, you know, if it's, I don't know how much they're talking about it, but it all requires everyone to play their part. It wasn't just that Hunter Biden laptop story in the New York Post. A month or two before that, the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Homeland Security Committee had put out a report based on government documents of suspicious money transfers to the Biden family. And the media mocked that report, even though it was based on Treasury Department documents. It wasn't hearsay. It wasn't anonymous leaks like we saw with the Russia collusion storyline that they won Pulitzers for, but actual hard evidence. And it was all downplayed for many, many months. And it was done in order to rig the election. So, yes, it's coordinated.
You know, one of the things that is very discouraging about this is the sheer reporting power that is being misused. I mean, you look at the New York Times, you're probably too young to remember. The New York Times actually used to be a great newspaper. It was, you know, slanted to the left, but it was nothing like the kind of college rag that it is today. But they still have a tremendous amount of reporting power that is not matched on the right. I mean, we at the Daily Wire, where I have my podcast, they are adding investigative reporters. I know the Federalist does some good reporting, but we simply don't have the massive armies of reporters that they can send out. And is there a way to fix that? Is there any, do you see in the future any chance that the right will begin to match the sheer journalistic power that the left has?
I'm so happy right now because I'm more optimistic than you are on some of these things.
Okay.
Think that the New York Times has completely discredited itself as an institution. Their problems aren't just in the news pages, but the editorial pages, which are indistinguishable. They put so much editorializing into their news. And I think they're not really taken seriously outside of their very, very large echo chamber. They're not trying to cover the news accurately or honestly or fairly. At the same time, I think we have seen such a growth in citizen journalism on left and right, people who are not served well by corporate media, where people can communicate truth and facts on so many different platforms. And it's true that big tech is suppressing the distribution of that information. But even as they're doing that, you have other tech companies that are opening up and are not suppressing news. You know, YouTube is putting anything that it politically opposes, suppressing that. But there's like that new site Rumble, and I think there are a few others. You know, Twitter is obviously suppressing the distribution of facts. And so you have Parler and other outlets. So I'm less pessimistic about it because I think we've gotten so many people are aware of the problems and how corrupt our media are that they're just no longer falling for the spin. I mean, you take, for example, you had 74 million Americans vote for Donald Trump after the media did what they did for the last 5 years. That shows that they have declining power, even if it turns out, you know, that it, that they were able to get their boy across the finish line. So I'm kind of thinking we're better as a country right now in terms of our awareness of media corruption than we've been in a very long time.
You know, that is really nice to hear. I actually do agree with you. I am optimistic most days right at this moment. I'm so appalled by this Hunter Biden story that it has me reeling a little bit. Where do you stand on the election? I mean, obviously, the Democrats went to great lengths to use the pandemic to install systems that would be less transparent than usual. Obviously, the mail-in votes were a good place for fraud to occur. We know there were a lot of irregularities, but it also seems that every time that Giuliani goes into court and he's asked if there was fraud, he says no, because in court you can't just say that. It'll cost you your right to practice law. Where do you stand when you look at this election? Do you feel, oh yeah, this was a complete steal, or do you feel that there was just a lot of irregularities that have to be looked into?
Well, just first off, it's actually not true that Giuliani has always said there's no fraud. In a Pennsylvania case, he was asked point blank if he was alleging fraud, and he said absolutely he was. And so I know that that's something that's kind of gotten out there, that you hear claims of fraud, but then when it comes to court, they're not actually stating that. But I also – so that's not true. But also, I think people are trying to adopt a very narrow understanding of fraud. The only lawsuit that I've really looked into is found to be a good lawsuit, I should say. I've looked at some that I did not find to be good lawsuits, is the one in Georgia filed by Donald Trump and the chairman of the Republican Party down there. And I'm not sure how the facts will end up. You know, I haven't heard the response to what they're alleging, but the margin of victory for Biden in Georgia was like 12,000 votes. And this lawsuit shows that there were many more votes that were suspect. Like people who are felons who are voting, or people who are dead who are voting, or people who lived in other states and were voting, or people who registered illegally. Like in Georgia, you can register before you're 18, but not before you're 17 and a half. And there's something like 66,000 people who did that. So, you know, they are well beyond the margin in terms of legitimate questions that were made possible in large part through the decreased standards that accompany mail-in balloting. And so I think the reason why Republicans are so unified on this being such a big issue, you know, it's not like you're not seeing much daylight between like a Donald Trump and a Mitch McConnell on this, is because everybody knows and has known for decades that mail-in balloting is ripe for fraud, that you have to actually have far higher standards for voting authenticity in mail-in balloting. We had exactly the opposite, using this coronavirus epidemic as an excuse to decrease our standards. And so if you want to have a free republic, you need to have confidence in your elections. And I think every state and every citizen of each state needs to make sure that their voting laws are legitimate, that they are enforced, that they are ensuring no fraudulent votes. And so this is a very important battle people are having right now. It's not even about November 2020 so much as whether we'll ever have elections we can be confident in. And so I am very supportive of that fight. I don't know on particular cases, like other than this Georgia one, which I think should be heard. I think that it deserves its day in court, that these are important issues and there are serious problems with. And of course, you know, we always have fraud in elections. Mail-in balloting leads to more fraud. It is stands to reason that there are a lot of concerns about an election when it all came down to like 40,000 votes determining who is the next president. So I'm all for people doing what it takes to become confident in the outcome.
Yeah, no, I've seen that Georgia suit was the one suit that I thought was well put together. It was organized. It was well written. And interestingly, the GOP has sued peremptorily in Georgia to stop this from happening in the Senate election. They're trying to make sure that there will be a lot more oversight than there was this time, which I think was wise, because once it's over, it's very hard to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm running out of time, but I would like to just ask you one more thing about Eric Swalwell and Christine Fong, this presence of the Chinese in our government seems pretty intense. It seems that the Democrats are shrugging it off. Nancy Pelosi says only people who care about QAnon would care about this. And yet the Chinese really do seem to be making inroads with our leadership, especially on the Democrat side. Is this something you think will become will be exposed? Or you think the press will try and cover this up as well?
The corporate media will do nothing. I do think there are a lot of things that will come out about this. I'm glad you pointed out, you know, these influence operations, China is targeting everybody. They're targeting Republicans and Democrats. So right now we're seeing about the success they've had with Democrats, but I would not be surprised to find out that they've also had success with Republicans. But these are serious issues because so many people in high positions are influenced by China. I mean, you saw a lot of people who worked in the Obama administration going and working for Chinese tech firms and Chinese businesses. This is a national security concern, and it's something, you know, China has a lot of money to throw at people who are susceptible to it, and it's very difficult to keep up with. I mean, they're opening investigations. The FBI and Department of Justice are opening investigations into Chinese influence operations like multiple times a day because they are so active.
Yeah.
It is beyond belief, though, that the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence has a guy who was compromised by a Chinese asset. And this is the same guy and the chairman of that committee were claiming that Trump and everyone associated with Trump were Russian assets. And here they were the ones that were compromised. And it's just horrible.
I got to stop you there, Molly. Molly Hemingway of The Federalist, you're doing a great job. It's really good to see you, and it's great to read your stuff and see you on TV. You're doing terrific.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just breathing. In. And out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All right, we're back. Andrew Klavan on the Ben Shapiro Show. You know, talking about this idea of the crisis of information, there was a really interesting comment made by Rush Limbaugh the other day about where he thinks the country is going or where the country may be going. It's cut 20.
I actually think that we're trending toward secession. I know that there is a sizable and growing sentiment for people who believe that that is where we're headed, whether we want to or not, whether we want to go there or not. I myself haven't made up my mind. I still haven't given up the idea that we are the majority and that all we have to do is find a way to unite and win.
That's right. And the thing that's standing in our way constantly is the media. The media has built, you know, how Trump was always saying, build a wall. The media has built a wall between American and Americans. I truly believe, I completely believe, that 70% of Americans agree on 70% of the issues. That if you sit down with Democrats and they start talking about one thing and then you actually talk to them about values. Whenever I argue with Democrats, I don't talk to them about people because I know they hate Trump and I hate Obama and what's the point of that? What I talk to them about is principles, and so often our principles are the same, and with the same principles you can get to the place you need to go even if you make some compromises. I think it's the media. You know, there was a really interesting moment on The View. Sonny Hostin. I don't, everybody in The View has these happy names, as Sonny and Joy and Whoopi, and all they do is complain. It's a constant kvetching, but they have these really happy names. Sonny Hostin was talking about the way Republicans feel about this election. They feel cheated. And suddenly, this little light goes on. She actually talked to a Republican who explained their feelings. This is what she said.
I spoke to some Republican friends, and they said something interesting to me. They said that 4 years ago, when Trump won, Democrats refused to accept the results. That Democrats, opened up investigations into the Trump campaign. Were saying that the election had been rigged, that Russia helped elect him,
right.
Elect Trump.
And
so why do people now feel that happened? Well, they said to me, why do people now feel that Trump supporters are being so bizarre when they're just doing the same exact thing that Democrats did 4 years ago? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, how is it possible that people miss the fact that the Russians did mess with the election?
That's an amazing cut, because Sonny Hostin is telling them something that they don't know, which is that Republicans are sitting here going, what do you mean we don't accept the election? You never accepted Donald Trump. The Russians at the top level of what they were accused of in the Mueller report, they were accused of spending $100,000 on Facebook ads. Michael Bloomberg spent $100 million trying to flip three states in the last election and lost in all of them. $100 million, $100,000 in ads. But, you know, the Russians are incompetent buffoons. They were during this, when the Soviet Union was there. They've always been incompetent. And there was nothing they did had any effect on the election. You know, so if you want to talk about, oh, the Russians really did spend $100,000 on Facebook, we can say yes, but actually there was a lot of fraud and irregularity in this election, even if the election outcome would have remained the same. The fact that Whoopi cannot even accept what this woman is saying to her. I talked to a Republican. I think she should have stopped her right there. Whoa, you don't want to do that. You don't want to talk to a Republican. But this is the problem we have. We do not have a country in which one side, 50% are communists and 50% are patriots and conservatives. That's not the country we have. It is not the country we're living in. We have a country in which I would guess 70-plus people love the country, want the Constitution in place, want the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees, and a small number of corporate toadies who have an amazing amount of power in the information game. This is what I call the empire of lies, the academy, Hollywood, the entertainment media, and the news media. The small number of people who are working for those corporations are spreading the corporate gospel of globalism. Now, you don't have to be a corrupt person to do that, by the way. It's not that the reporters, that's why I believe you shouldn't harass reporters. The reporters don't have to be corrupt. It's the guy hiring him who will not hire a conservative reporter, won't hire a Trump supporter to be in a position of editorial power. That is the problem. So everybody who's being hired has the same opinion and then turns to the guy next to him and says, am I right about this? He says, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. They are living, you know, they call it a bubble. I call it an iron lung. They're living in this absolute enclosure of similar opinions, completely cut off from the rest of the country. They do not go and talk to the rest of the country. When people were killing themselves in droves by opiate poisoning and other forms of despair, they didn't even know it was happening. They didn't know it was happening until some Harvard researchers stumbled on it. What we have is an information wall, a wall of disinformation between one American and another. The guy next to you, it probably is a lot closer to you than the guy you see on TV. And you're screaming at the guy on TV and think you're screaming at other Americans, but you're really just screaming at a small number of elites working for a small number of massive globalist corporations. I got to stop there. That's it. But Ben will be back on Monday. I will be gone, but you can find me on the Daily Wire. I'm Andrew Klavan, filling in for Ben Shapiro on the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court turning away a last-ditch effort by Republicans to reverse the results of the election. Greg Clugston has details.
The High Court rejected a Texas lawsuit that sought to throw out millions of votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Backed by 17 states and many Republican members of Congress, the suit alleged voter fraud that favored Joe Biden. The Supreme Court denial comes ahead of Monday's meeting by the Electoral College to formally elect Biden as the next president.
Also at townhall.com, veterans groups calling for the dismissal of the top secretary at the VA.
Three veterans groups, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, Disabled American Veterans, and AMVETS, are calling for the immediate dismissal of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie following a scathing government audit. On Thursday, a report from the Veterans Affairs Inspector General concluded Wilkie acted unprofessionally, if not unethically, in handling a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. The investigation concluded Wilkie repeatedly sought to discredit Andrea Goldstein, who alleged a man physically assaulted her at the VA Medical Center in Washington, D.C. in September 2019. Goldstein is a Navy veteran and senior policy advisor to Democratic Representative Mark Tucano, who chairs the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States has given the final go-ahead to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, launching emergency vaccinations in a bid to end the pandemic. Shots should begin within the next few days. U.S. has carried out its 10th execution of the year, putting to death a Louisiana truck driver who murdered his 2-year-old daughter. Alfred Bourgeois' execution Friday was the second this week at a prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
It is simply one of the greatest rivalries in college football history. Ron DeRockstra has details.
It's been 77 years since Navy last visited Mitchie Stadium at West Point to play Army. The 121st meeting between the service academies Saturday is one of the most storied rivalries in sports. The game was moved from its customary site in Philadelphia this year due to COVID-19 crowd restrictions. President Trump is planning to attend.
Search crews combing the ocean off Southern California for a sailor who may have gone overboard from the carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. Third Fleet says the search began Thursday, now involves both the Navy and the Coast Guard. Justice Department says a Texas man released from prison after his sentence was commuted by then-President Barack Obama has now been indicted on federal drug trafficking charges. He's among eight people indicted on charges to possess methamphetamine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Doctors are reporting a two-drug treatment now helpful for COVID-19 patients who need more oxygen.
Adding the anti-inflammatory drug baricitinib to the antiviral medicine remdesivir helped these patients recover 8 days sooner than those that were given remdesivir alone. The study involved more than 1,000 people with the coronavirus. The medicines have been recommended since September. Full results published by the New England Journal of Medicine show the benefit was greater for those needing oxygen or other respiratory support short of a breathing machine. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Airline Pilots Association now calling on Uncle Sam to give cockpit crews preference for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. A spokesman says that request comes to ensure shipment by air cargo is never interrupted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And let's hope she does not in the next Congress either.
Well, that seems improbable at this point. I think Eric isn't going anywhere. It's Chinese collusion. Collusion is back. This time it's real. Unlike the last time. And it's communist China. As much as Obama and the kids sucked up to Vlad the Impaler Putin, they didn't get very far. They tried and they tried. They sent Hillary over with that easy button, with the misspelled word, so she could be publicly humiliated by Sergei Lavrov. who waited for the cameras to be there to humiliate her. It was a great moment. Barack Obama leaning over to Dmitry Medvedev and telling him, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election. I will transmit this sensitive classified information to Vladimir, Comrade Barack. Those were the days, weren't they? It seems like a simpler time. Not so long ago. Well, happy Friday to you. I hope that you're happy. The weekend is nearly upon us. All kinds of things happening in the world, of course. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. That was, of course, Kevin McCarthy. He put that sense together pretty well, didn't he? That wasn't too bad. And he's talking about a skiff, you know, he's going into the skiff, you know, the sensitive compartmented information facility. Hey, we like to reduce everything to an acronym or an abbreviation in Washington, D.C. It's a government thing, you know, it keeps people off balance, keeps you on the outside and the government people on the inside. But talking about Eric Swalwell, of course, who's a Chinese spy, he's an asset, he's an agent working for the communist Chinese. I don't know that he's really a Chinese communist spy, but this is what they just spent the last 4 years saying about President Trump and about who else? About Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and it was Eric Swalwell that said even Tucker Carlson was a Russian asset, and Hillary Clinton said that Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset, and everybody's a Russian spy. Turns out nobody's a Russian spy. Everybody's a Chinese spy. And they're all Democrats because they're basically commies, let's be honest. Again, they're much closer on the political spectrum to Lee Harvey Oswald today than they are to John F. Kennedy. And they feel really a simpatico with Lee Harvey much more than John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy and I, we could probably get along just fine. We'd agree on almost everything. The Democrats, on the other hand, you know, fair play for Cuba. They go with Lee Harvey. They're kind of in Lee Harvey's lane these days. So we've got the communist Chinese wheedling their way into everything, including apparently parts of Eric Swalwell's clothing. His clothing, sure. And then Nancy Pelosi's asked about it. She said, we've known about this for a long time. This is no big deal. I'm not concerned about this. Nothing to be worried about here. It's just the Chinese communists and whittling their way into the Congress of the United States. And this same honeypot woman, the one going around sleeping with everybody, and I love the Swalwell thing. He was asked about it. Apparently he was asked whether he was having sex with the Chinese spy. And not only does he refuse to answer, which is a pretty good indicator. You know, I mean, if your wife asks you, right, if your wife asks you, did you have sex with that woman? You say, well, I'm just not going to answer you. Really, I'm not going to answer that question. I can't answer that question. I think your wife would probably draw a conclusion based on that. What, you think I'd be right about that? I think I'd be right about that. I think, say, hey, you know, you're off with this woman all over the place, and your wife says, did you do them and go like that with the hand, and you say, well, I'm just not going to answer that question. And then you know what he said? Because this is pretty funny. Then he said, it's classified. It might be classified. Yeah, classified as what? It might be classified. That's pretty funny. Guy's got some kind of go dance on him. He's something. And Nanny Pelosi, and she's known about it all along. She knew about the Chinese spy. She knew about Swalwell. And she put him on the Intelligence Committee anyway, which, you know, can only lead one to conclude that she is a Chinese asset, too. She's a Chinese communist asset. And if we just applied the same rules that were applied to President Trump over the last 4 years, you know, the standard, the threshold, the bar for your being accused of being a traitor. We had the CIA director, Penitentiary Faye Brennan, saying that, remember talking to Rachel Maddow and confused Rachel Maddow, and he's a, you know, look at the guy's face. You know, he's not a bright guy. And he's, and I was going to say, and he's Irish, but that's a, you know, that's an insult to the Irish. And he's an insult to the Irish for that matter. But you remember, he was saying that it's, not, that what the president does, what did was, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, he didn't vote for him. Nothing short of treasonous. And then Rachel Maddow said, so you're accusing him of treason. And he said, no, I'm saying what he did is nothing short of treasonous. And then they had this stupid little dance around the maypole trying to untangle what's left of their minds. And the CIA director was accusing the president of the United States based on nothing. And now that's been completely debunked. That was, in fact, you know, we had the Mueller investigation, the special counsel and all that stuff. And months and millions and years and thousands died. And then we get to the bottom of it, and there is nothing to get to the bottom of because it was all made up by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And one of the great things is Penitentiary Face knew all along, and James Comey knew all along, that it was just made up by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And they carried the ball for the Democrats anyway because they're really corrupt people. James Comey, you know, J. Edgar Comey, and Penitentiary Face Brennan. These are remarkably corrupt people. These are sinister actors, and they have abused the power that they were granted, however temporarily, although they may be back because, honestly, they're all like Michael Myers in Halloween. They just keep getting up and coming back with giant daggers coming after the United States of America. It's a terrible thing. But we've got lots of good stuff on that. And these guys, I'm telling you, these guys, they are so awful. They're just terribly, terribly corrupt people. But we've got that. Now we got, it's Hunter Biden and his, you see the 2.8 carat diamond that was given to him by a Chinese tycoon, an energy tycoon, a magnate, probably a billionaire. And now the guy has disappeared. The Chinese guy has disappeared. He's vanished. Nobody knows where he is. Can't find him. No, maybe he just got lost in the crowd or something. No, nobody knows where he is. But he gave Hunter and his ex-wife. He's got an ex-wife. That was before I think he was dating his brother's widow and the stripper and the other woman that he knocked up after meeting her for a couple of minutes. And and his wife wanted the diamond. His ex-wife wanted the diamond, the big diamond. And people are saying it's probably worth $80,000, this gift that he got from this Chinese guy, saying it could be worth $80,000. So I actually Googled it this morning. I went looking for 2.8 carat diamonds. And I see you can get them for, I saw $21,000 to about $42,000. They're saying this is worth $80,000. Must be a very nice diamond. Could be very, probably got it with slave labor being China and everything. And the diamond, and not, we don't know where the diamond is. We don't know where the ex-wife is. Nobody knows where anything is. It's quite remarkable. Oh, and also I went looking for the diamond thing. I'm already getting pop-up ads for diamond rings because I Googled one thing, 2.8 carat diamond, what would that be worth? And already I'm getting pop-up ads because, Google and the rest, they're selling my information to whoever, diamond merchants in South Africa or something like that. So we got that going for us. And the news media, so the story is now out of the bag now that the election is over. The Hunter Biden story can be told. And even CNN is now telling the story. And they lied about it and lied about it, and they covered it up. And there's Project Veritas. James O'Keefe got audio of CNN executives and Jeff Zucker, like Hooker, saying, oh, well, we're not going to cover that story. And what's his name? Uncle Fester. Seltzerwater over there at CNN. He also just dumped all over. Oh, this is Russian disinformation. They're still playing this Russia thing. And of course, they're the ones empowering Russia, and they're the ones doing Putin's work for him, elevating Putin and elevating Russia. This is a fun fact. You know, the United States is the number one economy in the world. We're the number one economic power in the world. Number two, and not far behind at this point, is China, because they, got 1.5 billion slaves, and they, beat them with whips and make them work. And then they send the stuff here, and we buy it for cheap. And we should really do something about that, too. But this is these people, I'm telling you, these people. All right, well, before I go down that road, let's go to, because, the media people there are two big stories here. One is the Hunter Biden story, and he's being investigated by the IRS's criminal division. And they're saying, oh, we're just looking at our taxes. It's being investigated by the FBI. The FBI doesn't normally investigate tax matters. He's being investigated by the U.S. attorney for Delaware. They don't investigate tax matters. He's apparently also being investigated by the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, which they go after terrorists and stuff like that. Rudy Giuliani used to be that guy, the U.S. attorney for Southern District. And they're all going after Hunter Biden. That's not taxes, all right? That's not a tax thing. And we're talking about money laundering. We're talking about international conspiracies. And now it all these entities are investigating Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden's like, what? I never talked to my son about the family business, the Corleone family business. He's lying. And Tony Bobulinski came out weeks and weeks and weeks ago now and told his story because his emails were revealed in the laptop. You know, I mean, all this has been out there forever and ever. And they dumped all over the New York Post for getting the story right. CNN did, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, PBS, NPR, they all dumped all over it. And it was right there. It was in black and white, the emails from the laptop from Delaware, which we knew ages ago was secured by way of a warrant, which was called for by a grand jury. And all of this is going on, and the media is just turning a blind eye to it. They're pretending it's not happening because they're spectacularly dishonest individuals, and they gather in groups of dishonest people, and they create what they call news organizations, and then they lie as groups all the time. It's like they're mentally ill in some way. They're so dishonest. And, I'm not like, oh, boy, this is great. This is a phony story I can go with. I looked at the, I shoot down stories all the time, even if they benefit whoever. I don't care. The truth is the most important thing. And it was quite obvious when this laptop emerged. And the man in Delaware who ran the shop, by the way, because of the death threats from Biden supporters, he's had to shut down his shop. He no longer has a business. It wasn't even the Wuhan. It was the Democrats threatening to murder him and his family. And then he had to flee his home, too, the man who ran the computer repair shop in Delaware, where Hunter Biden, the crackhead with the stripper baby mama, dropped off. And then he forgot about it because he's a crackhead with a stripper baby mama, and he's got some real issues. And I wish him the best in his and it's just the whole thing has been so amazing. Two big stories. First of all, and then it gets better because now it turns out Joe Biden's brother is also being investigated by the U.S. attorney. What is it? The Western District of Pennsylvania. Another federal investigation into Joe Biden's brother. There's more corruption. This has to do with health care and money and siphoning off money and bankrupting this company. And so the whole damn family's under investigation. And the Biden people come out and they say, oh, they're just looking at Hunter's taxes. And Joe says, I have nothing to do with it. Or his spokesman said, I have nothing to do with it. And all of this is just the next stage of the cover-up. And Joe Biden says he's not the target of the investigation. And that they're good with that. if he's the target of the investigation, you think he's going to tell you that he's the target? You have to go to the Justice Department and get sources to tell you. So you have to do reporting. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. So the media lied. And the important thing was it was all before Election Day. And none of this really got out. The New York Post had all the goods on it. They had everything. They had the emails. They had the names. Tony Bobulinski came forward. He was on with Tucker Carlson, and he told his whole story and said that Joe Biden is lying. And the news media buried him, just like they buried Tara Reid, who used to work for Joe Biden on Capitol Hill as a Senate staffer, and he sexually assaulted her, and that's okay because, you know, it's all in the Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein family. It's all in the Matt Lauer, Mark Halperin, the list goes on, family. It's, you know, don't worry about that. If you're a Democrat, you can go around groping and sexually assaulting like Joe Biden, like Bill Clinton, honestly, like Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor in Virginia. When you're a Democrat, life is very different because the news media is your handmaiden. They are your fluffers. They are not there to get you. The news broke in the New York Post on October 14th, weeks before Election Day. And everybody knew there was, and Twitter was suppressing the news. CNN was suppressing the news. They were all attacking anybody that talked about the news. And it was like, it's the laptop. The FBI seized it. Here are the emails from the laptop, and they're like, oh, no, we're not going to believe it. It's Russian disinformation. And you know who was spreading Russian disinformation? CNN. CNN was spreading Russian disinformation. And you know what they're doing now? They're spreading Chinese disinformation. So, things change. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Joe Biden knew his brother is under investigation for crimes. His son is under investigation for crimes. It's not taxes. The FBI and U.S. attorneys don't get involved in tax matters. The IRS covers tax matters. It's all a big lie. Remember the 50 intelligence executives? You remember this? The 50 intelligence chieftains that put out a letter saying, this looks like Russian disinformation. They hadn't even read the New York Post stories. They are a stain on the history of our country. I got some of their names, too, because they're, and Brennan was in there. He's a stain. Look at him. These people, this is a very corrupt country we live in. Chinese collusion. Chinese collusion. Chinese collusion. It's the phrase of the day. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you can receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction developments backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See it at NRIA.net.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Do you have a 401k or IRA that took a beating and needs help? Do you want to protect what you have and grow from here? We want to offer you a free virtual retirement consultation. We can help you build a plan to get through this current crisis and then create a plan for what's next. There's absolutely no charge or obligation.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. It's 800-375-1159.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
So the media caught red-handed here as criminally corrupt, dishonest mob of Democrats that they are. The Biden family, now James Biden, brother of Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden, crackhead, stripper, knocker-upper son of Joe Biden, the targets of criminal investigations, and this whole tax thing is BS. That might be one element, one dimension of all of this. We're going to need a special counsel for the Biden family because you can't trust if Joe Biden were to assume the presidency after all is said and done, they, of course, would corruptly cover up their crimes and kill the investigation. And so we need a special counsel that's independent from the Justice Department. That seems obvious. Plain to see should work on appointing that person now. We've got lots for you on that today. And these 50 intelligence officials that signed this phony, corrupt letter, I mocked it and ridiculed it at the time. It just shows how corrupt our intelligence community has become. The FBI, I just got to tell you, it's that the loss of confidence in our public institutions because of Obama and the Democrats. Millions, tens, hundreds of millions of Americans no longer have faith or confidence. And, of course, the media destroying any reason to have confidence in their institutions either. It's horrible. By the way, President Trump continues to secure peace in the Arab world with Israel. Now Morocco, the fourth country so far to sign on to President Trump's live in peace and harmony with Israel deal. The Democrats will try to screw all that up if they can.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
All right. Well, it is Friday. I've already got friends talking about happy hour. and that's good. That's, you know, happy hour is a great American tradition. The left, they don't like happy hour. They like miserable hour. Because, you know, it's their nature. Miserable people. Miserable hour. Also have updates on the Supreme Court challenge. Continue, in fact, gaining steam. More states joining the president and joining Texas. And the Attorney General there, Paxton. So there are updates there. And, boy, between the Chinese spies and Chinese collusion and the honeypot and Nancy Pelosi, sorry for using those two things in the same sentence, and you know, a lot of stuff there. And let's go to the phones let's talk to the nice people, because I know not everybody's as optimistic as I am, as I understand it. Let's go to Robert calling from La Plata, Maryland. Robert, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
optimistic ain't got anything to do with it, Chris. It's just the way it is. You know, look, there's only one reason these people will even be bringing this up. They're not going to do anything to hurt themselves. And, you know, they're going to go out here and say they've investigated it now. And, you know, in the election, they were saying, oh, that's all been debunked. Well, now they'll be able to say, we've investigated it. We've looked into it. And now we have determined that the Biden family has done no wrong here. This is all a moot point. Goodbye. End of subject.
Yeah.
They don't do nothing to hurt themselves. You know that. I mean, that's just not going to happen. But that's just my prediction, Chris.
Well, listen, I wanted to go to you when I saw what you were talking about on the screen here, because I know that many tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans agree with you. And this is kind of the toxic environment that the left has created in the United States of America, where and it's James Comey's fault, and it's John Brennan's fault, and it's Barack Obama's fault, and it's Joe Biden's fault, and it's CNN's fault, and it's Jake Tapper's fault, and Jeff Zucker's fault, the president of CNN. It's all their, and the reason that you might sound a little cynical, you probably agree that you probably sound a little cynical, but without, you know, with good cause, rather. You've got a great deal of good cause to be as cynical as you may be seeming at this moment, because time and again, you watch closely year after year, and they get away with it, and they cover it up, and they sweep it under the rug, and the media plays with the Democrats, and the Russian collusion thing is a total fraud for years, and there's not so much as a mea culpa at the end of it, much less anybody getting fired or anybody being charged with crimes or anything at all. We've got a very corrupt city in Washington, D.C. We've got a corrupt federal government. We have a corrupt media. We have a corrupt Democrat Party, and they're all entangled. I mean, the Venn diagram there is pretty much just one circle. The Democrat Party, the deep statey federal government, permanent bureaucracy abusing their power for political reasons, and their allies and the news media sweeping it under the rug and attacking anybody that brings up the truth. And I talk about this all the time. So you have plenty of reason, Robert, to believe what you believe. And I've been talking about this for years, about the cratering confidence in our public institutions and the Democrats and the media. But I repeat myself, just keep doing more and more to undermine confidence, any confidence that people might have, no matter how foolish it may be, in our public institutions, from federal law enforcement to, you know, they're attacking local law enforcement all across the country. The real problem is federal law enforcement and the abuses that we've been watching for the last handful of years, if you've been watching closely. And Robert, one of the things I've been saying for a long time now, the news media types like to make themselves feel like they're real insiders covering the Middle East news there. They love to use this phrase, the word on the Arab street is, word on the Arab street. And this whole concept of the Arab street and how the word on the Arab street is not, you know, it's the rumor mill, and it's what people believe. The reason that in Egypt and in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Arab world, they have this word, this network on the Arab street, where information flows around, and that's where you get the real scuttlebutt on the Arab street. The reason that you have this underground network for information is because in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, nobody believes a damn thing that the government is telling them, nor should they. And nobody believes a damn thing that their media is telling them, because they're slaves to the corrupt leaders in the governments there. So what happens is, when you can't believe the government, you can't believe the media, a rumor mill starts. And now with the internet, it's been multiplied by 1,000 times. But we've got this situation in America now where you, Robert, speak for so many millions of Americans who just have no faith and no confidence in the ability of the United States of America to do the right thing, to hold people accountable, to follow the rule of law, and you believe that they're just, this is just another fake, another game, and in the end they'll come out with a phony report on Friday afternoon at 5:30 that will get a blurb in the Digest in the Washington Post saying that Hunter Biden and James Biden have been cleared by the federal government. That's your expectation, right? That's it.
There's no way, Chris. Me and you discussed this before. In D.C., we both are, you know, around here, we know what we're looking at. You will ever, if you, that's like the Durham report, if you ever got a grand jury to indict one, that would be a miracle by itself. But you're damn sure not going to ever get 12 jurors in D.C. to convict one of these people, and they damn well know it. That's why they are so out of control. They don't give a crap what you think. They could care less. I mean, now they're to the point we're stealing elections. We can't go to church. We can't go to work. You'll notice, if history serves me correct, in 1860 we had many a state concede from the Union. Well, right now we got 17 states, Chris, that are going against this federal election. Texas is looking to vote to secede. We are in a serious, serious place here with these. And let's just be honest about it. They're straight-up communists. You're staring communism straight in the face. When they tell you you can't go to church, they steal your vote. They stop you from going to work. And they want to lock you in your house, and you've been convicted of no crime. And we sit here. And we sit here and do nothing about it. At some point, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Yeah, well, listen, you speak for many millions of people, no doubt about it. And now I think the number of states is up to 19. I think 18 states have joined Texas in their push to get this case to the Supreme Court. I doubt that Texas has always reserved the right in their constitution to secede from the Union if they should see fit to do so. And honestly, I think it would be kind of fun if Texas wanted to start making noise on that front. Honestly, I think that would be kind of fun. And I hope that the 19 states and the White House and the president's campaign get their way with the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court takes this up. And I was talking about this yesterday, and it remains to be seen whether they will. We may even learn while we're on the air today, possibly, whether the Supreme Court plans to take this up. I suspect that, you know, I think they kind of have to take it up. But you are, listen, the disappointment that so many of us feel with our government, with this election, with the Russian collusion hoax, which was a hoax and proved to be a hoax, and years of tying up the president with these deep staters like John Brennan at the CIA, and these 50 intelligence people signing on to this document saying that the Hunter Biden story looks like Russian disinformation. 50 people from the intelligence community were lying with a purpose. They're corrupt. They're not that stupid. I'll give them credit for not being that stupid. So the only thing I can conclude is that they're spectacularly corrupt people, that they're dishonest people, John Brennan among them. But he's not alone. There are a whole lot of people, names that I'm familiar with in the intelligence community from over the years, that signed on to this phony, corrupt lie of a document, this third world garbage. And they should come out. All 50 of them should come out with a new document today saying, sorry, we're corrupt. Sorry, we're so dishonest. Sorry, we're so stupid. But they're not going to, of course, because of that. And listen, you know, Robert, I understand. I fully appreciate. But I was also saying just a few minutes ago that I really think that we need a special counsel to be appointed and to staff up now to look at the Biden family. That's one thing that needs to happen now. Because you're right, of course, if Joe Biden were to assume the presidency on January 20th and appoint his attorney general, this whole thing would just go away, and very quietly. And again, there would be a press release some Friday, years from now, when the Washington Post would laugh up their sleeves and put a sentence or two in the digest, and that would be the end of it. But if you have a special counsel, that changes things. And now, again, Joe Biden's brother is caught up in this, and he's being investigated, too. And now, gosh, there's a little bit of reporting on it. We were talking about it this morning. My best girl and I were talking about it this morning. And thinking, you know, CNN is now, it looks like, just for the moment at least, it looks like, hey, they're reporting on the Biden family corruption story. So now, for them, the one scenario is Joe Biden has to step down and Kamala Harris becomes vice president and the party picks, you know, AOC to be vice president. And then the CNN is excited because they got the first woman of color into the Oval Office. So, you know, there are all kinds of games being played here all over the place. But Robert, I got to tell you, I mean, maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I am. But when you see that the FBI is investigating Hunter Biden, and I have no faith in the FBI at this point, that they may be able to redeem themselves someday. I can remain hopeful, but I don't have a lot of good reason to be hopeful at this point. You've got U.S. attorneys in Delaware and apparently now the Southern District of New York as well investigating Hunter Biden. That these are multiple criminal investigations. And it's not taxes. The news media and the Biden people are lying. Oh, the IRS is looking at our taxes. No, that's not what's happening here. That's just the latest lie that the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are peddling. And now Hunter Biden's brother, Joe Biden, who looks kind of like a weirdo, bizarro world version of Joe Biden, he's being investigated for crimes as well. And make no mistake, this is not some minor tax issue that's being looked at. It's a much bigger deal. Now, on the outside chance that Joe Biden takes the oath of office on January 20th, a special counsel needs to be in place to deal with this. And these 50 idiots from the intelligence community, the so-called intelligence community, the lack of intelligence community, you know, the people at the WMDs in Iraq, those guys that, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the fall of the Soviet Union guys, those who are trillions and trillions of dollars and they fly around in helicopters and don't seem to, but never mind that. This is happening. I've got to say, let me just say that, Robert. I think that this is happening, that there are investigations, that they're real. Maybe the FBI wants to redeem itself. All right. Now that was foolish. I take that back. And these U.S. attorneys looking at the Biden family, this is bad news for them. And now the media is being forced to pay attention, and they're not. It's the only way you can get them to pay attention to stories about Democrats. They have to be forced, dragged by the ear, like by a nun, over to the story and push their nose into it. But now that the election's over and they think they got their guy, the White House, they can start reporting. And then the worst case is Kamala becomes president, and they're happy with that. That's their thinking. That's the way they think in this town. It really is. So it's no longer Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden story, as the news media was telling us, as the intelligence phonies were telling us. Boy, this we're on the fast track to becoming a third world country. We honestly are. And it's because the left is here. The left is the third world. They bring all of the elements of the third world with them. The economy, the abuse of power, the abuse of law enforcement, the abuses of the intelligence community. Not every country has a FISA court, but we do, so they abuse that. This is the left. This is a very corrupt group of people. And the 50 disgraced former intelligence officials that signed on to this phony, corrupt document are just a stain on the history of our country. Listen, Robert, thank you for the call, and I appreciate your sentiments. And we will keep in touch during the course of this process, because you may very well turn out to be 100% right, the way things are going in this town and in this country these days. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Brian calling from Potomac, Maryland. Brian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head when you said that the whole Kamala being elevated to first chair presidency, mm-hmm. as opposed to sitting in the back row. Mm-hmm. If you remember that interview they did, Kamala and Joe, and Jake Tapper asked, you know, well, what if you guys have disagreements? And Joe, you know, of course, stumbled into the truth, as he was told many, many times not to, very loudly. Don't, whatever you do, don't say that if you have a disagreement, you'll get sick or develop some disease and then be set down, resign, and Kamala will jump in.
That's what he said.
The greatest thing. Yeah, he actually said it.
And yeah, I know.
That,
yeah.
That's what he was told, because Kamala sat there with her head shaking with that look like, you dumb, stupid SOB. We told you not to say one thing, and that's exactly the thing that you said. So I knew the second that she started shaking her head that was exactly the one thing. He said, we gave you one job, Joe, and you blew it.
Yep.
And I just find it hysterical that they're already enacting Plan Kamala.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, and once again, Brian, the lack of confidence that we have as Americans in our public institutions because of the left, This is not Republicans doing this. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Mitch McConnell. It's not. This is not. This is the abuses of power we've been watching and the getting away with it and the corrupt media. We are in so many ways a third world country now. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, has become a second world city. We're still half boarded up, even though they think Biden won. You know, they're planning on burning the city to the ground when Trump won because the left is here and they're a violent mob of criminals. Lots and lots of good stuff to get to today. We're at 888-630-9625.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If you haven't tried Superbeats soft shoes, you're missing out. Superbeats soft shoes are delicious and convenient for on-the-go heart health support. Superbeats shoes combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. The grape seed extract used in Superbeats shoes has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Superbeats Chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way that nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. And this holiday season, when you buy a bag of Superbeats Chews, you can get a second bag for 50% off, plus free shipping when you make your purchase at GetSuperbeats.com/plant. That's GetSuperbeats.com/plant. GetSuperbeats.com/plant.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy. Except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look, so beautiful, so empty again.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by 2 juries to 2 women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Can a tree change a life? At Trees for the Future, we believe trees make all the difference in the fight against poverty, hunger, and climate change. Through a proven permaculture method called the Forest Garden Approach, Trees for the Future has positively impacted over 26,000 farmers and their children. Are you ready to leave a lasting impact on the world? Find out how to plant seeds of hope this season at trees.org/radio. That's trees.org/radio.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
All right, let's go. I've got a lot of audio and a lot of stories to get to and to read to you about our corrupt media and corrupt Biden family and all that. But right now, let's go to Chip calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Chip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, love your show. I love talking to you. And just briefly, I wanted to talk about special counsels for a minute. Not that I've got any expertise. I'm not a lawyer or whatever. Uh-huh. But rather than having a special counsel appointed to investigate the Biden family, which I think is a little bit less important, I would like to see a special counsel appointed to investigate the 2020 election fraud issue and make sure that couldn't get turned off. And then just another quick thought. I'm not really interested in a report by Durham. I want to see some indictments. I think that would be how I would approach the election fraud issue too. Don't need a report. Just start indicting people. You have credible evidence. Have a grand jury bring them up and prosecute.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I agree with everything that you said. And yesterday, and it's in my note today that I shared with Victor and with Michael, I'm looking for three special counsels. Right now, we've already got one special counsel in the form of Durham. It turns out that William Barr quietly made John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, investigating all of the corruption and the malfeasance and the abuses of power from the 2016 election and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the Oval Office meeting of January 5th, 2017, and James Comey and John Brennan and the FISA courts. And now that is a special counsel investigation, and I would certainly think that there would be room for plenty of indictments there. I think I talked about this yesterday on the radio. I want to see a special counsel on the Biden family, and I definitely want to see a special counsel on election fraud and abuses across the United States. That is a giant story, and you're 100% right. And there, honestly, if you send in one absentee ballot that was not yours to send in, you should go to jail at least for, you know, 6 months or for a bare minimum 90 days or something. You should go to jail. I don't know what the law is on that, but you should go to jail for one bad vote. And if you're involved in more than one bad vote, you should go to jail for years and years and years. And we need to do that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.